Blog Talk Radio.
This morning, I am your host, Dry Bones, and this is the Helios Biblios Hour, the Book of the Sun. And guess what, everybody? There is sunshine all over us today. Let me get started by saying that it's the Song of Isis, played about 8 or 9 months ago in the biggest pageant tree ever, ritual ever, right there in Egypt when they brought in all of the 22 pharaohs, including Isis. And we're doing this program today because guess what? It all starts in your mind. This is the October Surprise Specials. We on every show is going to be dealing with October, which is one of the greatest months in the world. Number 8, the Octagon. And those of you who love boxing last night, what a fight. Those of you who have seen that fight last night, you know, oh my goodness, all you could say was, what the hell? Unbelievable. 5 knockdowns. And of course, Tyson Fury, named after Mike Tyson. And he laid it out. And give him credit for credit to do. What a fight. But we will show you how crazy things are getting, because at that fight, everybody was there. Could have been a super spreader for all we know. You know, they call those events super spreaders and all that craziness. Yet, we already know the vaccinated has been getting just as much reoccurrence of this so-called pandemic than anything now. And we don't talk about none of the adverse effects, which we will today on this program, adverse effects that are all over the place. But last week, we did a show for everybody because we've been traveling, as we've been telling you, and we did it on Tuesday night, and it was about medical apartheid or medical dictatorship. Well, today's program is just a elevation of last week, of Tuesday's program, which will entail both. Because the biggest question today to the Christendom world, if you look at my displays that we put on the show, the slideshow, there is a chart for Christendom for this plan called 2025, where they already have predicted depopulation program for Christendom countries. Now, at the top of this Christendom country is going to be United States of America, of course. Then you go into Great Britain and so on and so forth. Canada, mostly European, some outrageous, a couple of African areas. And again, Christendom is under attack, under a great attack. So today's program is for all you in Christendom, is what the hell is the mark of the beast? What the hell is it? Because for most of our adult life to young life, we'd heard of this thing called the mark of the beast. Y'all know it's in Revelation 13:17. And what we do on this program, we just bring you facts. We ain't telling you to be a Christian. We ain't say none of that. We ain't say you had to believe in the book. We just tell you the book exists and it has some fascinating examples that is ancient. That's why we play ISIS today, because we're going into the occult of the ancients. And we're going to show you that nothing is new under the Helios. So, it states in this particular prophecy of this end time, of these forces will be placed and plague the earth with different events. Different staged events by these characters to create a delusional, psychotic, fearful elixir to the mind to keep you always in perpetual fear. And then Jesus, and that's funny how Tyson Fury, I hope you know, if you watched that fight last night, it has so many symbolism of how Tyson Fury came in with the hermaphroditic cult first. Then he went right into the Roman, and then he came out with Jesus. I said, man, this is amazing. And I know he knows what's going on. They sit down with the big boys, and you know, you got that type of money, you're amongst the elite. And so it's strange because the cult that they are worshiping besides ISIS is morphed, because ISIS is in this cult. It's the imperial cult. This is what we are going to be discussing in the first phase of this program, the first Helios phase of the program, because the Christian world, which is predominantly in America, a lot of black peoples of all diverse backgrounds are believers in Christendom. Now, here's what you didn't know today, and we're going to play tonight. See, I could tell you that I've been researching enough to know that facts matter. I think I got the official, yeah, I got it right here, official documents showing you everybody's going to be a terrorist, a domestic terrorist. I think we said that, 8 years ago, 9 maybe. longer than that, before domestic terrorism was even talked about. Then we got right here Pope Leo the 13th. Pope Leo the 13th, isn't that amazing? From Rome, said in 1891 that they was going to take over America again. Their goal was to bring America back to the Jesuits. Now, sounds all crazy, you know, all that, but guess what? How many of y'all knew that Nancy Pelosi met with Pope Francis over the weekend? Isn't that amazing? About abortion. Now, according to Catholic people, which is the number one predominant religion, and then we got, like we told you before, we only had two Catholic presidents. Y'all should know the first one. What happened to him? Bang, bang. And then you got this sucker here. Alzheimer's up the ass. Dementia is on the forefront. I'm an expert. Dementia is there. He is a running around zombie right now. He ain't no telling what the brain chip is in his head, for sure. For sure. Now, we got all this going on. And she over there with the Pope talking about abortions. Now, the Catholic Church here do not want to give her communion in San Francisco, and the one in Delaware, you know, they giving it to the, you know, he don't even know. He thinks it's a cookie. So we got all this going on, but why is she over there claiming to be over there? And you should see the handshake she gives them. Go ahead, look up Nancy Pelosi and Pope Francis. She's in black, just like a witch of the Wiccans. But black got a lot of power. I told you, each color got power. She came in there, gave him the handshake. Look at the handshake if y'all got the pictures up. I know y'all can do both things now. Ain't that amazing? You can see the grip is right there in front of you. Now, they going to say, this is what the debate going to be. A woman has a right to her body to do what she wants, but you been told, you mandated to take what the hell is the mark of the beast. Now, either you are oblivious to this whole prophecy thing, or you just think the Bible is a goddamn coloring book full of multi-characters. Which one is going to be today? We're going to figure this out. Because according to what I'm seeing, the Pope said, this is what the Pope said, not me. And then look who we called for the power. Well, now, we're getting back to our old ways of giving y'all the secrets, and y'all just got to do what you got to do with it. Roll up the toilet paper. Soon your money going to be toilet paper. So get ready. But this is Mithras, was another sun god Messiah who figured out the alleged crucifixion, death, descended into hell, resurrection, ascension of Jesus. Not his real name, by the way. So you don't get that way. Ain't no Jesus in that book. You created that name for a purpose beyond most people's comprehension. And also several pagan gods. He brought in Horus, Tammuz, Sabazuvi. I mean, he brought in everybody, etc. This is what the Pope did. So they did it where the statue of Jupiter is at in St. Peter's. This is what they said. The Declaration of War on America, made by the Pope, has never been rescinded to anybody's knowledge. What is actually taking place in America is a systematic transgenerational subdivision of Catholic authorities, including the Jesuits, Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus. Ain't this wonderful? I'm doing this for you, for Columbus, Columbo. Now, when you get to Columbo, then you're going to get into the Sultans. See, I don't even want to go in that today because that tangent scares people. Because, see, Knights of Malta, the Crusade Wars, who are they fighting? Islam. Now, for all this to be going on, then it goes on to say Zionists and free Masonic systems of initiation into the mystery systems based on the most part on the Babylonian Talmud and the Kabbalah. The depiction is called Pontifex Maximus. Now, she went to go give America up. No, y'all don't know that, but some of y'all should by the time I know. Most of y'all are very astute, especially if you listen to this program. So, obviously, we seeing that this, it got us watching one hand, and she over there making the agreement about the abortion. See, it's always been about the babies. They ain't care about your COVID ass. at all. Now, here's how the scripture goes into what we're saying. It says, so that no one can buy or sell unless he has the mark. That is the name of the beast, or the number, Brother Eddie, of its name. First of all, you got to understand what was going on at that time. You can't just read the Bible without putting a historical database to it. If you want to reconstruct the historical context of the Christian people living in the first century of Asia Minor, that's the key. You should be looking up Asia Minor. Screw Europe. Just worry about Asia Minor. We'll give you the whole story. You must take into account that the Roman imperial court, these were simply no way around it. The court itself presents a clear challenge to the early Christians, meaning that the imperial courts, for starters, the Roman emperors were often deified after they died, just like what? Who else was deified after they died? Many courts, many nationalities, many nations have done this, so this is nothing new. He said at the time, now, if you don't put the context to this, to the story, it ain't going to really make sense. It says that the adopted son, now here's where it gets deep. Jesus told you this in your book, Give Unto Caesar the Caesar. He knew he was dealing with Caesar, Roman law, federal law, Maximus law, Codex law. It's all in your face right now. Then it goes on to state that the Roman court was actually deifying Caesar and his adopted son, Augustus, that took on the title Son of God. That's why you, here we go again. Who is the Son of God? The mark is an allusion to the emperor's claim to divinity by symbolizing it in coins, statues, and images. Now let's go right down to where we at today. What's the first thing the cult did? It made you take down statues. You've been tearing down statues in America for over 2 years, tearing down stuff. Columbus was tore down. They even took down my man that I thought they wouldn't do, but they didn't go to the Grand Lodge, and they wouldn't go to the Mother Lodge, but they took Elder Pike's statue down. That was symbolic as well. They wouldn't go any further. They knew where to stop at. So now we're seeing, wow, coins, Bitcoin, Fedcoin. See, this is the Roman Empire all over again in a whole new diverse way. Same story. Then it goes on to say that the person in the first century could generally be said to take the mark of the beast by participating in the economy of Caesar. Now let's go there for a minute. This country here claims to be fleeing oppression from these Europeans back in these days. The monarchs of the Europeans were first started mainly by religious monks, Friar Tuck and all this stuff that we've been hearing about. Then we see that these friars ain't all looking white all the time, because I told you Asia Minor ain't no damn just bunch of white folks. Ain't no Caucasus Mountain story. That's made up too. Just so you didn't know, the Caucasus Mountains was made up by the Jesuits, because they thought it was such a pretty mountain, they figured to call themselves the mountain, because it was white. All created for the delusion, for you to believe that you must take this mark. Well, what is this mark? What the hell is this mark of the beast? Got numbers and stuff. 666. Now, I remember back in the day, it was trying to say Ronald Reagan was the devil. After the Omen movie, remember? The Omen came out, and Thor Enterprise and Damien had the 666, and then we said, oh, that's somebody came out with some, you know, numerology and, all this number adding up, and came out Ronald Wilson Reagan, 666. Now, we might have thought, right now, we like, oh, then, you know, it couldn't be foolishness, but then think about it. The only one of them presidents in the beginning that mentioned War in Space, Star Wars, He was the only one at that time to mention that if we had an alien attack, I got it for you. If we have an alien attack, the only way we can band together is to fight the alien. We need a common cause of fighting the aliens. Now, you got to wonder, why would somebody have privilege to know that? So he got that allure of being sick. How would he know that? You know, and for the most part, went down in history as a theater. He's an actor. Here's another thing, actors. Hollywood. We're going to blend all this together. See, the cult in Rome they love acting. So did the Greeks. So did all cults and nations. But here's where it gets deep at. It says no man could buy himself. Now, what period of time could we not buy ourselves? And what period of time would make this prophecy fulfillment of a reality now? Because we know now that because of the fight over the coin of the worship of this cult, Bitcoin is fighting the coins, the money. Same way Jesus wanted to kick over some money changers, the money Jesus was a symbol of Wall Street being kicked over and being changed. He didn't do much. They still picked up the money afterwards. Didn't say he took the money. He just kicked it over. So that's a symbol in itself. Kicked over the table. Is that literal or figurative? Today you're going to find out. Now, how does it look that if you can't buy and sell unless you take this mark? Now, some people say it's a Social Security card. You know, you used to hear that all the time at the Black Conscious meeting. More is everything. Your Social Security number, they had us giving them money to get the Social Security number so we can put it into a trust and have it all set up for us. And, you know, we heard it all. Now, the question is, has it worked? Today's going to be the scales because we're in October now. The horror show is about to take place. Now, we heard all that. Then we heard we got to do this. Send it over to Geneva, Switzerland. So we could be a part of the Human Rights Coalition. Where is Switzerland at, everybody? So see, this is how you know where your trust and mind factor is at. It's in Switzerland. Now, who gets guarded by Swiss guards? The Pope. So is that really a good idea, you think? Even now, they won't even... See, ego is big time. See, I admit it, I was brainwashed. See, you have a hard time in the Christian world, the Christendom world, to admit that you've been brainwashed by agents sitting on that pulpit today around 12, knowing he ain't got no intention of saving you or anybody. But he gonna put it on Jesus. Now, Jesus didn't ask you for no money because he would have took the money from the money changers, don't you think? If I could kick over some tables, let me go to Wall Street and get some, and I'm able to go in there and rob their ass. That's kick turn of the tables. Now, however you want to interpret that. But today, let's interpret it right now. The table's being turned because all your goods and services are at sea. And who is the Holy See? See, America's being judged for no man could buy or sell. That's talking about the nation. Goods will not be able to buy and sell within America based on what they plan to do. And what they plan to do, it's called total chaos. Now, order out of chaos is a religious word. You think it's bad, but not the cosmics. Because how did the whole thing come out of chaos, to say, and into order? The creator of the chaos would be the God over it. And you will see who Magog is today. Now, while the goods and services are being at sea for over 10 weeks now before any, you know what the excuse is given everybody? There is no workers. Isn't that strange? So guess what the solution going to be? Automation, AI. They already going to unleash cargo robots. You think they're going to wait for your asses? They are already planning. Now, Dr. Carl Anderson, I'm going to get back on all this before I bring y'all back on here. Dr. Carl Anderson was on something the other day. I happened to catch him. And I put in the comments, I've been hearing Dr. Carl Anderson since the days of Piran, Florida, which was a long time ago. And his message was, we were finished then, and today his message is, we finished now. So I don't see no even reason to even keep bringing up yet you're going to make it out this if you listen to Dr. Claude Anderson right now. Because right now, according to him, he's been saying you ain't had much time for how long? This book called the Bible already said, if the foolish to stay foolish, guess what? And even the God of your Bible didn't even know if he wanted your dumb ass. He said, I might destroy all the remnants of Israel. Now, that's pretty devastating to know. If the own God don't give a damn. So is the God putting you in this pandemic, plandemic? Because God don't seem trying to save anybody at this time from the mark of the beast. Because according to some, if your goods or services out there, the second thing is, now that they're out there having you waiting, the ones that's, the goods that's in place are going to be rationed. Now, who do you think they're going to ration it to first? Those who are going to be given a power of superiority because they got a vaccination card or Excelsior card, and they can now rush to the grocery store once they create martial Roman law. And once this is done, government and businesses are making a dangerous, dangerous gene therapy. Over 2.2 million people are having an adverse reaction to this so-called injection that is not being seen on no news media. Wasn't for the alternative news, you wouldn't even know people all over the world having clotting, all kind of stuff. Now, Caesar, like he did to Jesus, this could be the crucifixion. Because they said, I'm reading where they say, they worship the crucifixion and, of course, the resurrection. That's almost like what we're talking about here. The New World Order. Destroy, resurrect. And that concept is being played to the max. Before we go any further, I'm going to just take a quick break before we bring back, just to go over these notes and bring y'all in. Because guess what? The question is, what the hell is the mark of the beast? Because somebody need to tell us. Because right now, everybody, and I mean everybody worldwide who is listening, will be held accountable for the dust saith the Lord.
And during the few moments that we have left, we want to talk right down to earth in a language that everybody here can easily understand.
I even make God in your name. What God is that going to be? We're going to take some calls. If you want to be on the call, 515-605-9343. Call into the Helios. Hit the number one button. One more thing before we even get started, because a lot of this is going to be taken. Because during this time of Jesus and the Romans and this scripture, the earth going to be tormented, you see. Now, I'm going to deal with just the Western Hemisphere right now. And the countries of Christendom is universally all over the earth. So y'all best to listen carefully, because the attack is on Christendom. And we need to recognize during the time of Jesus, they were persecution. Now, here is a perfect time that you need to look at. I told you in the extremist dictionary that I have, and it's big, I told you everybody's in it. Sovereign citizen movement, tax movements, territorial targets, white power, white supremacy, violent religious sects, everything. And they're utilizing the Patriot Act, everybody. When you are being told to go to a teacher's union or a teacher's thing, but you elected them, and being told that now by one person lying, that's all it takes is one person, just a lie to a publication that is ready for the lie to be put out, and then you find out, oh my God, ain't nobody threatening these people. The people want the agenda, and it's like I told you, they want to change your statues mean your laws, and images mean what you see. So they select them always see Caesar. Now you're going to see everything, and I hate to say this, but it's not everything that's LGB or against Christendom. That ever makes Christendom mad. Now, Christendom really can't be mad at LGB that much, because many of the choir directors and some of the musicians, you know that. I know that. So we can't say it ain't in there. All we can say is they becoming the special group. The special group. Now, in those days, sex was a hell of a thing. Caligula. If you ever see the movie Caligula, orgies and shit was going on all through the land of Rome. And Rome was vast. But Asia Minor, I think you better look up Asia Minor, everybody. That's where it's going to be really, really deep for everybody. Because that's when you have to start saying, the Ottoman Turks, these groups here, the Sultans, they had concubines, harems, just like in your Bible. So your Bible didn't lie. You just didn't want to hear the part. Because you've been taught only to wait on Jesus. That's what you've been taught the most. And if you do a survey, you'll find out number one talked about is salvation. Nothing about revelation to the most, because they don't want you to know that that book is a Roman law book, and it has a lot of components. Just like I told you, the Bible has everything from ancient aliens to domestic issues in that book. Now, whether you worship it or not or believe it or not, that's not the problem here. We're not even dealing with that. We're dealing with the fact what the Bible contains. What you think it is on you. But let's be honest. During the Roman Emperor times, those figures never left. You got an eagle now. Ain't that Roman? On the dollar bill, all the cat on other things, eagles. There ain't nothing that just popped up lately. This old ancient stuff that we still got. We worship these things. We think we know. You're going to be worshiping Halloween soon. Not sure. I got the Halloween Satanic Bible right here. Let me just pull that out right quick. Yep. Satanic calendar. So right now, according to this Bible story, where we at? Here we go. All the months is laid out. Let's see what's going on now. They promised a lot of stuff to take place. Y'all hear me going through there. I mean, everything possible is in here. Of course, they said they wasn't waiting on October for sure. For sure they waiting on October. That's the 8th. That's the serpent eating his tail. Now, the question is, I'm only going to play about 2 minutes. Is America, the name is magical. They have a hell of a contest. The Amer Rick Collins. And many of you have given up your birthright, just like that Bible story, for pieces of what? I think Jesus got sold for coins, too. Pieces of gold and coins, same way. Funny how he got found with gold. They brought him gold, and then they betrayed him with trinkets of silver and gold. Just like they doing you. I told you during Tuesday, the book, Medical Apartheid, Dr. Fauci's in the book. In her book, Harriet Washington. And look how y'all just, no big deal. She said they were doing crazy research then, just like they're doing crazy research now. Now, during the time of the ancient science and religion, actually like together. Seems like it ain't together now, but they're together. Anytime the church will have its members say they believe in the mark of the beast and then no man could buy or sell unless they receive a mark, that's the only time in your history that we know of that for the first time, statuses of people are no longer thought about to be colored. It's about who's vaccinated, unvaccinated. An unprecedented attack on people over a vaccination. And the whole thing, what kind of beast is it that they talking about? Could it be a microchip, nano beast that walks through your body to and fro? Boy, it's the Halloween hour. We love this one here. Now, before we go into any questions and answers, I just want you to just hear 2 minutes of this because America, if continue to allow federal Roman law to be used in contradiction of your republic law, you will suffer, all of us will suffer under the Fourth Reich.
Lately, there's been a lot of rhetoric comparing certain politicians to Adolf Hitler. The concern, supposedly, is that a Nazi-style regime may be rising in America. That process, folks, however, began a long time ago. In fact, following World War II, the U.S. government actually recruited Hitler's employees, adopted his protocols, embraced his mindset about law and order, slowly implemented his tactics, and began to lay the foundations for the rise of the Fourth Reich. Sound far-fetched? Well, listen up, folks. It's all documented. As historian Robert Gelately recounts, the Nazi police state was initially so admired for its efficiency and order by the world powers of the day that Herbert Hoover, then head of the FBI, actually sent one of his right-hand men, Edmund Patrick Coffey, to Berlin in January 1938 at the invitation of Germany's secret police, the Gestapo. The FBI was so impressed with the Nazi regime that, according to the New York Times, in the decades after World War II, the FBI, along with other government agencies, aggressively recruited at least 1,000 Nazis, including some of Hitler's highest henchmen. All told, thousands of Nazi collaborators, including the head of a Nazi concentration camp, among others, were given secret visas and brought to America by way of a program called Project Paperclip. Subsequently, they were hired on as spies and informants and then camouflaged to ensure that their true identities and ties to Hitler's Holocaust machine would remain unknown. All the while, believe it or not, thousands of Jewish refugees were refused entry visas to this country, America, on the grounds that it would threaten national security. As if the government's covert taxpayer-funded employment of Nazis after World War II wasn't bad enough, U.S. government agencies, including the FBI, CIA, and the military, have embraced many of the Nazis' well-honed policing tactics and have initially used them repeatedly against American citizens. Indeed, with every passing day, the U.S. government borrows yet another leaf from Nazi Germany's playbook: secret police, secret courts, secret government agencies, surveillance, censorship, intimidation, harassment, torture, brutality, widespread corruption, entrapment, indoctrination, indefinite detention. These are not tactics used by constitutional republics, they never have been, where the rule of law and the rights of the citizenry should reign supreme. Rather, they are the hallmarks of authoritarian regimes, where the only law that counts comes in the form of heavy-handed, unilateral dictates from a supreme ruler who uses a secret police to control the populace. That danger is now posed by...
Now, y'all heard this. Now, you tell me, if that ain't Roman law, you tell me, if somebody's telling you that you can't go to the grocery store because you don't have the proper identification, you tell me if your pensions will be stopped because we need to know your vaccination status before we give you your money. And all this could be easily challenged if the masses wasn't so goddamn stupid. Let's open up the damn microphone. Let's get this thing started because we're about to get hyped up in here. You know what time it is, and we going all day because guess what? We don't play till 8:30. Let's make it happen. I'm bringing y'all in.
Stupid is what stupid does, huh? Like my drill sergeant used to say back in Fort Dix, New Jersey, dumb ass.
hey,
I ain't gonna hold up the line, bro. No, check it out. Let's drop some numbers real quick.
Go ahead.
The term mark of the beast comes up to 57 equals a 3. Mm. Jesus, 27 equals 9. Chicago, 27 equals 9. Memphis, 27 equals 9. Let's see. Asia Minor also is a 27 equals 9. Order out of chaos equals the 8. Beast equals a 21, which equals a 3. America also with the same number, 21 equals 3. ISIS, which you mentioned earlier, it comes up to 22. October, 26 equals an 8. Columbus Day also equals an 8. Now, to answer your question about what is the mark of the beast, now from a metaphysical standpoint of definition, I'm getting this off a website called truthunity.net. It says the beast in Revelation stands for generalized evil or error in human experience. It is the greatest mystery and most infiltrating paradox in human thinking. No one has ever been able to explain it. Some have tried to explain it away by simply claiming that there is no such thing. But intelligence knows better. It exists. Our greatest authority on things metaphysical and spiritual is Jesus Christ. By the way, Jesus comes up to 9. But we're not talking about a physical person. We're talking about consciousness.
Right.
And this is what this award, this attack, what this dealing with the mark of the beast is attack on people's consciousness and awareness. Now,
Go ahead.
Now, one more definition here. Now, according to the book Word Magic by Pao Chang, his his definition of Mark of the Beast is spiritual slavery.
That's why I put this together today, because I've seen so many things. But I said, hell, I could demon in our own reality as well. If they can, we can. That's what we. And you just did an elegant job of putting it together with the numbers. Think about that. They saying a spiritual attack. Well, who's attacking it? And what force is being used to alter your mind to want to go through an attack? So we got a lot of things out there that can create that. How we know that the mark of the beast can't be Wi-Fi? I'm gonna get real with y'all. Wi-Fi.
Ooh, 5G.
Yeah. You know? I mean, the thing is, whatever this so-called mark of the beast, and by the time this program over, we'll have some type of generalization. You put it like that. I mean, because, I came out where they say Ronald Reagan. Remember Damien, you know, the mark of the beast was this, you know, this figure. And they still say it's a figure. Nostradamus says it's coming out of the East. He's going to have a diadem on, and he's going to be, it create this third war. So that goes along with the three. And it's three, it's always four horsemen. You mentioned four. So it's like it's a numerical trilogy as well with what you're putting down on, because I see as well that that's going on. What's your take about the two dichotomies between these regions that you named, Memphis, Chicago, and all these other areas?
That's the thing. It's got to be when the numbers, like I said, Brother Eddie been teaching us, you know, we got to use these numbers to break these codes. It's just, for example, ironically, Chicago and Memphis come up to 27 equals a 9. There's a spiritual connection right there. And looking at, okay, like, for example, it's a couple things I missed on here. Bottomless Pit, 55, and Chicago, Illinois also equals a 55 also. Now, in order to get through, to get from Chicago to Memphis to Mississippi, which is right off the Mississippi River, some say that's the Nile River, you got to take Interstate 55 heading south. So, and it's like, I look at it in terms of this spiritual tech that's going on now, how it's affecting the people, especially the black people in these particular regions with these interstates.
Right.
You know, that's how I see it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then again, because I said the attack is on, bring some of y'all in now, so y'all get ready. I think I got you in. I got 5061, 6661. Let me go to 3364.
Yes, sir.
I mean,
what's
the mark of the beast? What the hell is the mark of the beast to me? Give me what you got with that.
Well, let me try to break this shit out. Okay, they already talking about the number of man is 666, right?
Right.
So the number of man, we are 6 protons, 6 electrons, and 6 neutrons, man. See, they scared motherfuckers with that 666 shit.
Right.
And it's all about us. Okay, like I said, it's all open, man. I don't figure that what came to me is open. You got ohms, that's resistance, that's the O. And then you got the P with protons, and then you got the E, the electrons, and then you got the N, it's a neutron. So once you figure this shit out, you open. Okay, and the way to break this shit is use your electrons. Good and evil is just a consciousness, man. It's a reality, a realm. So
right.
it's good and evil here. That's the duality. So it's how you use them electrons to spin that shit around. That's why you say it's spiritual, spiral. It's electrons are the one that make that shit happen. So it's up to us how we learn how to control them electrons, the ether, and then the O, the ohms, the resistance. You got to ground yourself. That was resistance to grounding yourself to let this negative energy go back to the ground. So it's
right.
Fun time to be alive, man. So far as the mark of the beast, they say it's in their hand and in their head. Like my man D say, it's your consciousness. And in their hand, you got that damn COVID goddamn receipt, that paper they're giving you. You got to have that shit in your hand all the time to go any fucking well.
Mm-hmm. Or in your phone.
Yeah,
what's the phone?
It's your hand. Right,
it's going to be the phone. It's going to be the phone. Let's deal with that let's deal with what you said. Now, let's take what this so-called paradigm had a historical data behind it. According to what they say, Asia Minor had a lot to do with this belief system all over the earth. Obviously, they worshiping this stuff. But if you can make the people believe in a coin, that's what they say, a coin, image, a statues, image, just give us this, then whoever is able to promote this imagery has a lot of power. We got to say, well, who is able to promote this type of energy? Is it ourselves that, because it's using human energy to create this so-called mirage. So let me just ask everybody, if the time of the Roman Empire and they came up with this called imperial cult to worship these families that they say, how is it going to be, it's like, physical as well, because we are following groups of people doctrines right now. It's like that. It's not like we just living. It's not like we just
right.
Living,
but the thing
know.
Is, which group sets of the doctors though? The ones that tell them the truth are the ones that tell them the lies. That's
right.
The key.
Well, that's what we're here for. That's why we are on this line, because we balancing the Mayat on which one is going to be, because there's no middle in the Mayat, but it's just two arms. So it's like, okay, so where are we at with this? Because if y'all say the mark of the beast is the consciousness, then I'm not making this up, everybody. Y'all have to look it up. Brother D, I know you're saying there's a tape where they had a meeting on how to make the God gene in humans become less religious. I've seen this. I'm not making this up.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
yeah, that's what that shot do. And that's why Lord Libras, man. We the ones that figuring this shit out. It's more people born in October that did shit, man. You look up the list from Elijah Muhammad all the way to you and me, man. I love Libras, man. We ain't going for this bullshit. We trying to balance this shit out and see what's going on, man.
Yeah. We trying to say what the hell happening with the shit, because it ain't making sense. But now, let me ask y'all, because Asia Minor, brother D, I'm going to bring some of y'all in there. Brother D, what's the reason of Asia Minor? Because, you know, I want y'all, because I'm doing this, trying to find the right clips for this. That way they can get an idea of how this cult and all this stuff come out. And that region is very deep. You named the numbers. Let me go to 3318. Thank you for holding. What's the mark of the beast, 3318, to you?
Yeah, man, that mark of the beast is like, I'm counting it like you. I think it's just a system to how the Romans want to say, this is how we run in our letters. This is our language, so all you commoners. Because you got to remember, commoners are the vulgar ones. And when they sent them jokers out, remember, they famished wherever they at. And so wherever they set up, after they get the land from whoever they conquer the land from, then they send them goddamn clergy. And clergy, which was the monastery, was teaching the motherfuckers how to talk. You know what I'm saying? So versus mm-hmm. the king and the queen and their children going out, they send all these other motherfuckers out, land on it, and then there you go, man. There goes your demonic force. Them motherfuckers saying, we're going to keep ruling the way we want to rule. Now, the reason why I'm talking to you again, and thank you for the subject matter, I don't want to be that long. I want to hear some other brothers and sisters, because you and I are coming at it differently. We're coming at these Protestants to what the fucking language they gave Big Mama and them. So mm-hmm. here's another one, right? So it was called LGBT nonprofit, and their billionaire patrons are reshaping the world.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And this came from an article, 2018, The American Conservative. Someone sent me this, man. I got done reading it because I understand how these motherfuckers line their money up through corporate motherfucking movement of money with the SEC. These motherfuckers spending billions of dollars to alter everything. So that's the mark of the beast, too. Mm-hmm. So you want to, man, that's why I fuck with you, mm-hmm. Guy Bond. You my brother, man. You understand the game, how you and I have to put it all together. That you're right. They gave it their fucking letter, a.k.a. their Gutenberg Bible. This is business. Why else they got these Bibles in the fucking hotels? Why they got their Bibles in the courts? So it's a spiritual thing, because spirit is breath. Well, I'm at the end. I want to hear some other brothers and sisters. But you and I see this shit. And nothing against our other brothers now. Like, I love what they bring. That's why I like to shut the fuck up and listen to them, too. But you and I see this shit as they were saying, this is the ruling of the land of how we conquer shit. That's how we see it, Dry Bones. Thank you that I can hang out in your church, bro.
No, because, like I say, it's still a full connection because, like I say, every aspect of what we talk about, because, again, if we mention the numbers, and those of you, like I say, Brother Eddie on Wednesday nights, because the numbers do give the code to what is going on, and we are under, that's why I told you, the Jesuits. We're talking about something that we all should know, too, because Loyola College is in Chicago. All these things is in your areas, and I know, Brother D, we all talk about it, so I'll just say that this witchcraft, and it's not even witchcraft, it's something that makes people, all of us, because they take it over the body. Now, they say the body of Christ. They say the body of Christ, everybody. Now, if they tell you we're taking the body of Christ, and they call it the Eucharist and all this, and then we don't really go look it up, and then we find out, man, it don't mean nothing like we thought. That's our fault right now.
Because that right.
We can see mm-hmm. It's two languages. Y'all know it's like about a multi-layer of languages in these words. Those of you know at Mount.
Yep.
These words have got a simplistic meaning, and if you say them a certain way, even those who've been to court, I've seen it witnessed, but I know if you big time, I'm going to be honest with you, they're going to come at you with RICO, because RICO gives them a federal law. See what I'm saying? Here we go back to Rome, called gangster shit, called racketeering investigation of corrupt organization. Now, I've seen it firsthand.
That's how they got R. Kelly.
Yeah. We've seen it firsthand.
Yeah, R. Kelly a little too early to the game, because what's coming is there ain't going to be no consent on none of this shit. So he started off early. They only used him as a pawn. Now they got their guys out the way. They're going to change the rules and regulations. Hey, you know, look, they got motherfuckers getting ready to vote at age 16. 2022. They're changing the whole shit, and that's the crucifixion, like you saying, brother. And then the resurrection is they're restarting in the game and shit, man.
They're restarting the game. That's right.
Klaus Schwab wrote a book about it, COVID-19, the Great Reset.
The Great Reset.
Hey,
now, you can't
hey,
Hold on. Go ahead. I heard somebody say, hey, Bones. I'm trying to get everybody in here.
Hey, Bones. Great dawning, man. This thing is awesome. Like the brother says, it's a great day to be alive because, you know, Caesar and Dracos, they never left. And remember, this is what also made Rome great because it had the ability to embrace various religions and factions and ethnicities and still be Rome because Roman law always prevailed. So now for Chuck Schumer, and he said it on the Senate floor, and like we've been talking about, we embrace open borders. And then we were talking about open borders a long time ago when we were talking about the Silk Road. So now you got your in-house citizens, slaves, you got them vaccinated, right? But then you have an influx of maybe sleeping cell. Who knows what you're getting to finish the collapse because you're letting perpetrators in there, and that might be the assault on the foot. You know how what brought down the collapse of the great Babylonian statue because they're gonna need somebody to bring down the statues like they brought down the other statues before they got into the internal, which is the mind. But now I'm going deep with it, you know. But now you bringing in other. You know, the rest of the Silk Road, you bringing in Latin America, the rest of Latin America, you know, because, you know, they strongly are Jesuit and happy to be slaves. So this the best thing they have since sliced bread, man. So, you know, of course, that they're changing the whole structure of that this so-called republic. And a lot of the brothers, the ones who stand on that red star, whatever, or whatever it may be, whatever your truth is, now is the time, bro, because the threat to mayor or what you so-called your crown, and I'm going to take it even further for the brothers who are on the tile. When you come to that mystic shrine and you behold, what do you see? Those three great lights, right? What are we seeing before us? Al, like you say, if you go back to Asia Minor, that's Turkey. That's Arabic. That's Armenian. That's Aramaic. That's Kabardian. That's Greek. All that, it's right in front of our face, bro. And I'm just seeing,
You mentioned that, and I'm going to tell you, y'all been sending some great videos. That's why I know to keep the power going, I'll be looking at all what we talk about on here with y'all, so I know that we are still, it is becoming more and more people. Just like y'all always say, y'all been saying, people are waking up. I've seen stuff I've seen in these couple of states that I was in shock that people are saying no. So I'm like, so the fight of the Roman Empire is basically, like y'all saying, is the masses either going to go into what they call Spartacus. And then those who know who Spartacus, all this is a cult talk we talking today because we're in October. We're gonna have to kick it all off in October. That's the same thing they use over here as well. Over here as well. When it comes to the Western, because y'all just said a lot of stuff that makes sense to everybody right now. Now, if America is the last, because remember, it's supposed to happen to Great Babylon, the Great has fallen. And I'm telling you, if we don't wake up between now and don't worry about no damn election shit. Because what they might plot out, they can easily stay in power. Everybody, I'm gonna tell you why. There's been a lot of electrical shortages going out all over the earth. They taking out areas,
and they ain't by accident.
No,
The internet
just got raped. They just said Google Chrome about to be taken. The reset is on, baby. It's popping. This is it's going into the fourth phase of the reset. And guess what now? I'm going to tell y'all, listen carefully. The train system is changing. We're going to have rapid trains already announced here in South Florida from Miami to Tampa. The train going to go 355 miles an hour. They're bringing in the Silk Road. We did that Silk Road show. I told you the Silk Road back in the day when we found out about it. It was like, it didn't sound real. How was they going to make this thing go straight across where China start all the way into Europe? And it's an ancient road. It's the money table.
Claude Anderson talking about too, man. That's what Claude Anderson talking about, running the train from South Carolina to damn to Texas. Claude Anderson said the same shit.
I'm telling you, the transportation, the earth is changing with the transportation too, because right now, look how cheap. If y'all fly, you can't say you can't get around. Yes, you can. It's the cheapest hell. But what's going on is a reset. The routes are changing. Ferret now coming to they have wiped out. The little people being wiped out right now. The little people being wiped out. Now, here's where it gets scary, because if this thing happens, I read a report, and y'all jump in. I'm going to put something to you. It said that if it collapsed, Dr. Robert Akasaki, the rich, poor dad, I watched some stuff because I said, you know, is this going to be scary for people? You know, so I looked at it. And you know what the man said was very what I thought about. He said, people going to get rich who can protect themselves. They won't get rich. He said that his biggest fear wasn't about the collapse. They want the collapse. He said his biggest fear was going to be social unrest. So I said, damn. So they already know. That's why people are building these fortresses cities now, because if this takes place, or when, ain't even an if, when, if it's even our life, but when this takes place, because it has to happen, there's no other time. The bubble is so big. Now, they might create what we call the Caesar coin. They just made it. Did y'all see the coin? That's why I put this out. You see the coin they're trying to make? $1 trillion coin? Did y'all see that?
No, man.
Wow.
Go online. Go online.
$1 trillion coin.
Look up the $1 trillion coin right now. Janet Yellen and them. Let me bring in 1-3. 1-3-0.
Yeah, what's going on, bro? Yeah, you're right, bro. That $1 trillion coin, the Federal Reserve Bank and the banking cabals, definitely. They are trying to do the takeover. You remember that song by Oingo Boingo, Weird Science? I think it was on the show. It was a movie out called Weird Science, where guys, these computer nerds made. But, yeah, man, what's going on at the ports? The reason why the shipping is stopped, because, family, we're in an energy crisis right now. We're in an economic crisis. We're in a fake, made-up medical crisis. And like the show says today, Mark of the Beast, you won't buy or sell. The currency has already been digitized, family, 40 years ago when they started making credit cards. So we've been participating in that game. Because the thing about it, when they have you a part of their system where even now they're trying to digitize the currency because they can't print any more money because the money is not tangible. So you got to have, I always go back to the gold and the silver, family. They're trying to do a hostile takeover through economics. And you just got to get on board. You got to, like, right now you got to shut down everything, because that's why I was always telling family to stock up on the goods, canned goods, non-perishables, you know, MREs, get you stacks of water. I mean, just like you're preparing for a hurricane or a storm, Floridian, you stack up all your water, you fill up your bathtubs with water, fill up tanks with water, because you got to have water to survive, family. You can survive longer without food than you can without water. So I just want to put that out there for the family. Also, you remember in that movie, Denzel Washington, The Book of Eli, where the water was one of the most valuable things in that town that was for sale. So, yeah, family, everything Dry Bones is dropping on the program today. Family, you have to separate yourself, because that's what they're doing. This is becoming in a divided society. And just like Brother Dry Bones say, they're trying to create a hierarchy, the vaccinated people over the unvaccinated, because they're out of ideas, family. You see, they still couldn't come to a resolution on the debt ceiling for the United States government.
Yeah, that's it.
So they're just kicking the can down the road, but the only thing about it now, they've just ran out of road to kick the can down.
Now here's
peace and love to the family. I digress.
Now, here's the thing. Yeah, put yourself on mute for a minute so we can get, so you know we're making echo because I don't want no echo. Y'all stay in there. Just mute yourself. I'm not going to mute nobody, but please mute yourself until we, there we go. Sound much clearer. But those of you who understand what we're saying about the set, now, again, I don't know your location. I've been to a lot of locations. And as I get further into life, I hope to go to more, but I'm telling you straight up, each region has its own jurisdictions. It's 10 regions here in America. Nixon has never been rescinded. See, things have never been rescinded. This was on decrees of the popes. Now, when I told you, Nancy Pelosi, go look at that picture if y'all got a chance with two computers to watch it. You should see the grip she giving him and the look she giving him. This is not normal behavior if these were real politicians. These are agents, agent provocateurs who are manifesting because you never gave nobody a lot of money as a politic. See, that's why they call the community cancerous. I'm going to be honest with y'all. It's like a living, breathing human being. See, your community is a breathing human entity. Each group, I'm going to break it down how in the call for, each group is an organism. Each group could be a blessing or a curse to each self or others. And because of this, it's like your body. Your body has cells that are good and bad. It could be a curse against you or it could be a blessing for those of you that has harmonious body. But this is what's happening. And the people, I'm just going to use those analogies because I told you, when we get to the high hour, I've been saying it. I played ISIS, the song of ISIS. The whole world was there worshiping the 22 pharaohs. Now, however you want to take that, that's pretty unbelievable, especially during COVID when they were locking down us. That was months ago in some places, and even today, they're still using it. But I'm going to play this clip for you because the group always gets away with a lot of stuff, but I just let them tell the history. See, what happens is when you start saying the Jews this, the Jews that, they can identify you as a hater or some shit. You know, that's a secret code. I told you, it's no letter J. Y'all should know this by now. That's 101. But I told you that Asia Minor. Remember I mentioned Asia Minor? These were the rulers of the first slave trade, not the Negro trade that y'all all been believing and lying to. This, the first of the slave trade, is right here.
Jewish ownership of slaves in the Ottoman Empire. Hundreds of Hebrew written sources, dozens of official decrees, judicial records, sigint, and reports of European travelers indicate that slaveholding, particularly of females of Slavic origin, in Jewish households in the urban centers of the Ottoman Empire was widespread from the 16th to the 19th centuries. This halakhically and legally problematic habit was an unparalleled phenomenon in any other Jewish community in the early modern period. The presence of slaves in Jewish households affected family life in many ways. I dealt with two of them. The first is cohabitation of Jewish men with female slaves, usually non-Jewish, who in effect served as their concubines and bore them legitimate children. The second is marriage with many admitted slaves who converted to Judaism and became an integral part of the community. These phenomena attest once again to the great extent to which Jewish society and its norms and codes were influenced by Muslim urban society, and the gap between rabbinic rhetoric ideals and the dynamic daily existence of Jews from all social strata. Slavery and slaveholding has been among the most outstanding aspects of life in the various and varying Muslim societies over the centuries. As is reported by hundreds of Hebrew sources, dozens of official ordinances, documents produced by the Sharia courts, and the reports of European travelers, slaveholding was also common among Jews in Muslim lands. The ownership of women, in particular, was widespread in Jewish households. In the Ottoman Empire on the threshold of the modern era, it was certainly far more common than in Jewish communities in North Africa or Europe. What we know about this practice may now be considerably enlarged thanks to my discovery of about 100, as yet unknown documents from the 17th century court registers of Haskoy, one of the quarters of Istanbul. These documents, especially as we will now study them alongside known rabbinic sources, provide information that both supports existing data and permits asking new questions.
See, that's why this is the program where facts matters. I don't, you know, it has nothing to do if you believe in Muslim or not. That's the facts. The facts show Slavic women, not Negro women, were the first slaves. Something's wrong here. And now they're showing every commercial in America of the black woman with every race in a commercial now. Chinese, white,
yep.
Hawaiian, we don't care. Now, something better be asked today is this. I said, Caesar said the mark of the beast will be your mind. Y'all said it's in your mind. So your mind has the mark of the beast already in it. Is that correct? Or what y'all think about that? Jump in. Fit in.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. And then with the money you hold in your hand, it's always you think about it in your head, then you move your hands.
Right.
Your
money in
your
hand.
Don't control your hands. Yeah.
Now I'm
which is on that goddamn smartphone.
That mark of the beast. Conscious. Because
and right now
yourself,
it's 11:11. It's 11:11 right now on the planet.
Right now. I see it too, bro. We all on the same page.
Wow.
We on the same page. Now, you heard the plot. The women today, what's the one thing, I don't even know if they understand this. I'm hoping they're listening, because they be listening, because the one thing about Libras is ruled by Venus, according to astrology. And Venus has a female principle. That's why we be having to say we can't take a lot of shit, because you ain't going to make us go crazy. That's another thing. That's nothing. See, we air signs too. Air cannot be contained without proper oxygen or it can kill you. So
they drive on.
So it's a lot to this. Go ahead, jump in.
And also the ships, all right, let's go back to the ships that are trapped in the ports.
Female
inside of the bays.
Yeah.
They're blaming that on, oh, we can't find any workers. Oh,
right.
Nobody wants to work. But what has happened is, see, when you slow down goods and services, you also slow down payroll. So
right.
If they don't have the money to pay these workers, they're basically, it's their own mistake, because they're trying to get more production out of what we used to call, in when I used to be part of the union, the labor unions, we call them scabs. They people
right.
that go in and work for nothing. They'll work for pennies on a dollar. This is why they're trying to bring all these immigrants into the country and get them, you know, citizenship, or to get them legal. But we got to understand, family, this is going to cause.
Let them finish and then you jump in right quick. Go ahead. Finish.
Okay. This is going to cause a domino effect. And with the currency, and like I say, we always say currency is a form of energy, right? So
yeah.
Now the energy is in a crisis as well. Because if you can't move those ships in and out of those ports, you best believe, family, we ain't getting any oil in. So the price, the barrel of crude oil right now is almost $85, $90 a barrel. That's insane. That's a 7-year time all high for
right.
energy prices.
Right.
So, family, we got to get prepared for this thing. Do not allow this thing to flip on you.
Let the brother jump in on that one, because that's my good
point. I'm going to add on to what the brother's saying. Now, with that being
said,
I'm going to
go after that brother, drive
on. Everything.
Okay.
And now, here's the thing. Now, check this out with Amazon. Haven't y'all noticed, if y'all fuck with Amazon and now, their shipping speeds have actually increased. Now you can go online and order something for Amazon and get the shit the same day. So the question is, If the news is telling us supposedly that all these cargo ships is backed up and all supply chains backed up, where's Amazon getting that shit from? Why all of a sudden now you getting shit the same day when you order it? That's the question that we got to be asking.
Now, right. Go ahead, bro. So, go jump in now.
So dry bones, let's go to church again. There's nothing new under the sun. They ain't never been done before, right? So it's called the Armada. So what
mm-hmm.
they did before they started taking over land, they were fighting amongst themselves, a.k.a. the British Empire, the Germanic tribe, and then you got the Inquisition. So the Inquisition put down a million crowns in order to try to shut down, a.k.a. them Protestants, them Germanics, right? And then the motherfuckers turned around and said, well, we just going to stop, make sure no supplies happen. They did that shit in Virginia, too. So what they do is they starve the people out, because the people don't know nothing else what to do on their own, and they make the motherfuckers become
Serfs.
What they call them? Serfs. And carnivores and eating each other. Didn't the motherfuckers eat each other?
Serfs.
Didn't they eat each other?
Now, hold on. I'm going to tell you something. Now, boy, why'd you say that? You brought something to my mind.
Zombie.
I ain't making this up. I've watched Trump cut to my phone. There's a white guy who ate a raw diet for 3 years, claiming to be the healthiest he ever. I said, now, I just seen it. I can't. Now, for you to bring up eating each other, now, again, let's go there. I'm glad you said that. Stay with me. Don't leave. I told you, if y'all didn't see that calendar I put up about the death chart for Christendom nations, this a chart, not mine. I put it up because when I seen it, I was like, holy shit. They say by 2025, this is what they say. They want to cut America down to like a certain percentile. So if, just let's say they figure out the ones they hate, like the new Jews was the one that had a mark on them. But see, the opposite is why we should always think. Got to be two ways of thinking. What if that mark is
going? I'm just thinking back when them sisters, one of them sisters came in and said they aliens, they creatures, and
right,
we eat the babies.
Eat the baby. Now
modern day proposal.
Hold on. They rather say, now think about what they telling us, everybody. Think about this. They saying one thing about this. I want y'all to think of the warp speed came. I've read this report, so y'all know where I'm coming from. So some people say y'all love Trump. No, I give you facts. There's a report that the people want Trump to denounce him being a part of Warp Speed because they say that because he brought Warp Speed out, now he know, and with all the information out, he should be feeling kind of bad that he had people take the Hannity took the shot for him. And people have taken a shot, not me, of course, but people have taken a shot because a certain person, would, just like the rappers tell you to take it. So this same thing happens. So they want him to say no to don't take it because they feel that that would change the whole dynamic. Now, again, I brought that up to show you that something has got a secret illusion around it. It's like so delusional that you would believe a lie. Now, the thing is, I'm saying what I read here is they want Trump to denounce the vaccine.
Somebody got their speakerphone on, man. Somebody got their speaker with a volume on, man. They got two going.
Turn the thing down, please. Yeah, I know y'all got your
turn. Well, I'm muted, man. I'm muted. Ain't me.
Yeah.
I'm muted.
Ain't you. Okay, they went down. Thank you. Y'all got to realize we're trying to make sure everybody get heard. We want everybody to get heard. That's all we want. Now, the thing what I'm asking y'all with that question you said about what's happening, I'm thinking now, if they saying the vaccine can stop you from having kids, some people, and then they talking about women having abortions, I'm saying, man, what group would go, that's an oxymoron. If y'all know law, that's an oxymoron. You cannot say this particular group got control to kill their bodies. But I don't have the right to control killers in my body. These give me the opportunity to control. Now, this is where the law, and y'all say y'all love law and all this, and with the land of the law, the land of the common law and all this stuff, then that would be something that our young people who are bright-minded lawyers out there, brothers, who got some children, who know, we got to start telling them it's the rebuttals of this bullshit here. I mean, there's no way we can be complaining. I'm going to tell you why I say this, because what's going on in urban areas, from what I can see, is a total economic takeover from the group. Not y'all on the, it's not you on this line. Y'all, I'm saying, but the energy that we listen outside of this, the people are worshiping a cult. They don't want to come to grips with this cult they're worshiping. So if we don't talk about it like we do on this program, it probably will never get brought up because this is stuff that people don't want to dabble into, that they believe in a cult. A cult is real. It means culture.
Right.
It means cult. Oh, the word cult is a subword from culture. So whatever your culture cult is, you become that reflection. Now for us as a people, not you on this line, but many of our people believe we were just slaves. That's all, and then we don't understand that it's impossible for this land to be taken over by a dumb group of blacks. They still here. This, the people that was rich here is still here. That's a fact. And those families, some of them know, but they got this oath they don't create it. And I'm talking real to y'all. See, people believe in these oaths. They'll be mad, break up friendships. The oath now going to be the vaccinated, unvaccinated. It's happened already. Just like everything else, they have made people take a decree in their own mind.
That right.
From consent.
Mother, father, grandparents, children, father, neighbors, you know,
right.
Civil War.
And, right.
Some,
it's a civil
somebody
war.
Said the
now,
new terrorist is the parent.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Thank you.
Wow.
That's it. And what is parent? Patton. Parent is the Patton. She, he or
good
she, because ain't no, with the new knowledge, with the new knowledge now, and this is why I say, I told y'all a long time ago, those in the sex game, sex is the number one, no matter what anybody tell you on the planet Earth. Gold, silver, before gold and silver, it's sex.
Yeah, man.
That is the number.
Amazon. Hey, what's Amazon fucking symbol? Ain't no goddamn arrow. That's a goddamn dick. Okay?
Yep. Exactly.
Yeah, but look at Amazon.
Put it politely, a penis.
Amazonians.
Phallic symbol.
It's
the Amazonians.
You're right.
It's the Amazonians. Yeah. Now, again, I'm going to say this to everybody out there because we got to get real because we don't know what Nancy Pelosi and Pope Francis made a decree to do this week. All I know is no news coverage, but she there. Just go to Vatican News, punch in Nancy Pelosi's Vatican. This is a female principal.
I wouldn't be surprised if she'd be the next president.
Remember, every Catholic thus far, it's only been two. Joe Biden is still.
And John F. Kennedy.
And you see what happened to Kennedy.
Yep.
And drop on them French Catholics. They came out with a report on them. Raped and sodomized over 500,000 kids, and it's out there, and the news is not even talking about it in America.
Now you know why?
All the people that's doing abortion, they don't want people doing abortion, man. When the priest fuck them nuns and they get pregnant, they abort them babies, man.
They got to. And all them judges, drive on what you told us before. I learned that shit from you. They all Catholics. Supreme Court judges, even that brother, they're all Catholics. Even the new Joker came on. Sotomayor, all the Catholics.
Oh, Clarence Thomas. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Clarence Thomas.
Yeah,
he
got
put
over their family. They also putting the Patriot Act on parents. They're putting the Patriot Act on parents that resist against the...
We said that earlier.
And the number one thing the Catholics did was what? They changed the day of religion, man. From the Sabbath to the day, to Sunday. That's what the Catholics did. They flipped the damn calendar.
The Catholics, the cat. Now let's, I'm going to tell y'all something. I hope y'all know what we, and I think, brother, you know what I'm talking about when I'm saying this. Now, the Catholics, if you take the word backwards, like Antichrist and Christian, you put Christian backwards, take the Y and make it an I, is Antichrist. If you take Catholics, it means holy cat. Where's the holy cats at?
Vatican. It was the black cat. Yeah, it was the black cat. What you just had, that black cat.
That's the cat woman. But I'm talking about also the holy cat is the Sphinx. Catholic is the holy
cat. Man, you're right. Hand clap, nigga. Hand clap, nigga. That was good, boy.
The holy cat was that pussy. Why we call a pussy the cat, man? Why we call that a cat? That's the holy cat, that pussy, ain't it?
Y'all better get some cat in your life. Stop fucking with them dogs.
Meow. Let me play this because... We talking facts, that's all. We love to have what we do. That's why we call it the dry boat. Don't jump and fit in. Don't be afraid. It's October, y'all. Now, this is why JFK is the president. And Biden, is he going to happen? But Biden ain't made to talk like JFK was made to talk.
Yeah, I y'all sent me Biden call Chicago mayor.
Ladies and gentlemen. The very word secrecy is repugnant in a free and open society. And we are, as a people, inherently and historically opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths, and to secret proceedings. We decided long ago that the dangers of excessive and unwarranted concealment of pertinent facts far outweighed the dangers which are cited to justify it. Even today, there is little value in opposing the threat of a closed society by imitating its arbitrary restrictions. Even today, there is little value in ensuring the survival of our nation if our traditions do not survive with it. And there is very grave danger that an announced need for increased security will be seized upon by those anxious to expand its meaning to the very limits of official censorship and concealment. That I do not intend to permit to the extent that it's in my control. And no official of my administration, whether his rank is high or low, civilian or military, should interpret my words here tonight as an excuse to censor the news, to stifle dissent, to cover up our mistakes, or to withhold from the press and the public the facts they deserve to know. For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence, on infiltration instead of invasion, on subversion instead of elections, on intimidation instead of free choice, on guerrillas by night instead of armies by day. It is a system which has conscripted vast human and material resources into the building of a tightly knit, highly efficient machine that combines military, diplomatic, intelligence, economic, scientific, and political operations. Its preparations are concealed, not published. Its mistakes are buried, not headlined. Its dissenters are silenced, not praised. No expenditure is questioned, no rumor is printed, no secret is revealed. No president should fear public scrutiny of his program, for from that scrutiny comes understanding, and from that understanding comes support or opposition, and both are necessary. I am not asking your newspapers to support an administration, but I am asking your help in the tremendous task of informing and alerting the American people. For I have complete confidence. And the response and dedication of our citizens whenever they are fully informed. I not only could not stifle controversy among your readers, I welcome it. This administration intends to be candid about its errors. For as a wise man once said, an error doesn't become a mistake until you refuse to correct it. We intend to accept full responsibility for our errors, and we expect you to point them out when we miss them. Without debate, without criticism, no administration and no country can succeed, and no republic can survive. That is why the Athenian lawmaker Solon decreed it a crime for any citizen to shrink from controversy. And that is why our press was protected by the First Amendment, the only business in America specifically protected by the Constitution, not primarily to amuse and entertain, not to emphasize the trivial and the sentimental, not to simply give the public what it wants, but to inform, to arouse, to reflect, to state our dangers and our opportunities, to indicate our crises and our choices, to lead, mold, educate, and sometimes even anger public opinion. This means greater coverage and analysis of international news, for it is no longer far away and foreign, but close at hand and local. It means greater attention to improved understanding of the news, as well as improved transmission. And it means, finally, that government at all levels must meet its obligation to provide you with the fullest possible information outside the narrowest limits of national security. And so it is to the printing press, to the recorder of man's deeds, the keeper of his conscience, the courier of his news, that we look for strength and assistance, confident that with your help, man will be what he was born to be, free and independent.
Uh-oh.
The shot heard around the world in Texas.
Can I say something, Dry Bones?
Go ahead.
So watch this. So after that speech, the Pharisees and the Sadducees got together and said, look, if we don't do something about this motherfucking name Jesus, then the Romans is going to take our goods and take our seats. So that's when he got knocked off as a martyr, because you can't be waking up the dead, a.k.a. Lazarus.
Hmm. Who was Christus Lucifer? Who was Christus Lucifer?
Don't go there. Take him there, man. Take him there. Me, you talked on this one. Oh, my goodness. Yes. Give the name again.
His name was Christus Lucifer.
Yeah.
K-R-I-S-T-U-S. Lucifer.
The morning star guy.
Christos. Cristobal.
Christos.
Cristobal.
The anointed enlightened. Anointed enlightened one, they say. The anointed enlightened. And enlightened. Now, just think about this, y'all. In your mind, you've been told Jesus, even if you don't believe in it. It's in your mind. Whatever your concept of it, I have no idea, but it's in your mind. And so they got the Jesus. We always think it's somebody else, but it's actually you.
That's right. Amen.
It's actually
that's
you.
Right.
That's right.
That's right. And then what do you say? What he did, we could do also. So, shit, I'm already walking on water.
So,
I don't know about y'all.
That right.
Hey, and now I get wet. Psychedelic Akaboogie, baby. I like that one. You are
never learn to sweat.
Hey, that's why we do what we do on Sunday. Hey, whenever we miss, we're going to try to bring it to y'all, because, again, I have to do, we about to do something big, y'all. We got to do something big. There's places now, because we're not going to go into it yet until I get the actual pictures I send you, Brother Voss. But the economy is changing. But that does not mean, if I can get y'all to go look up, cause right now we have a war, and I might have to take on people and change, because they claim we can't put clips on here no more. And even Sister Antoinette had issues with this. We are not able to put on clips. They say our files are corrupted. I don't know what that means for Blog Talk. I'm saying it to now. Those who got Blog Talk, see, many of you don't get a lot of trouble with Blog Talk, because not that we great or anything, but they do know that if you say too much of two things, the whole thing is, be humble as a dove, wise as a serpent. They probably saying, we can't have everybody listening to all kinds of stuff. That's why you don't hear nobody no more. If y'all think about what's been crucified right now, it was a time when, and Brother D, you could attest to it, everybody was coming to your town with some conscious shit. Everybody.
Yep.
I mean, it was a week in, everything was in Fort Lauderdale. Y'all know I ain't making this up down here in Florida. Fort Lauderdale, and used to be on 7th Avenue. When we was getting hot, it was all through 7th Avenue, parts of Homestead Avenue and Perrine. It used to be hotbeds of conscious sittings. They gone. Destroyed. I'm going to give you an evaluation of disintegration of what's called the crucifixion. And it's a Bible scripture, y'all. I never thought no one looks it up, but I'm going to bring it to your attention. It's called the Desolation Abomination in the book of Daniel. Just put Daniel, Desolation Abomination. Now, whatever this thing is, it comes from something. Everything comes from something. Somebody got an echo. That's what I say. I don't know if y'all really hear it, but just trying to make sure y'all could. Don't y'all find out that even though many of us may not believe, but it's uncanny what's in these books. The Bible is only values the Bible, because the Bible, when you really search everything in it, it's a coded book of every book in the most bastardized language called English. Because English has everything etymology-wise, you see everything is in it. That's why I always wonder, how these foreigners learn English so quickly, and then we, in my opinion, I'm only speaking for me, we got a hard time trying to learn theirs because they're coming under adverse situations. The brain will change. Now, if say, for instance, they had to ship us off to Indonesia, guarantee by the first year, most of us would know how to fucking eat, sleep, get sex, get clothes washes, everything, and because your brain will go into survival mode. It has to learn a language, forced to. It hasn't happened to Black America. Black America has never thought about the concept that the English language, which was derived from some of all the other languages, but because of what took place here, the English language seems to be the most hated by our own people, not knowing everything is in this language. Am I making this up? Jump in if I'm lying. Now, if this is the case, the reason why we have a hard time wanting to learn anybody's language is because we've been spoiled. That means that we are so comfortable that we never seen an enemy come in because the enemy that we thought we had spoke the same language supposedly in our minds. So if this is the case, every other people come here, do you notice their ethnic identity? I'm not making this up. By dealing with different people in real estate, you find out that you could hear an Arab person and you would not know he was actually Arab until you actually see the guy. Because they talking the lingo, at least what they hear, to a mastery. Now, I hope I'm not making this up to y'all. And it's strange to me because I said we don't learn nobody's language quick because we never been threatened no more by no until we thought that a threatening group would come in and take over. But at this point in time in our lives, everybody, is we got to see that is the number one. If you look at your Bible stories, everybody, what was the number one thing never to do as far as national law of bringing in foreigners? That was almost a no-no. Am I making this up?
Yeah, don't mix with the mother nation and all that shit. Yeah, you're right.
Right.
You're right.
Now,
that's what they said.
Now, here it is. Here it is for the first time in most people's lives. The U.S. government has now, I've been told, your sovereignty is so important, your sovereignty in land. Now they're allowing anybody to come in through the border. Now, everybody who knows law in here knows that's going to be chaos. Operation Chaos already started. When you got a black system, now see, this is where it gets deep for the women. That's why sometimes, see, I know y'all in power because look what Kamala Harris did. She's a czar. That's a Russian name, everybody. Czar is Russian. Show you that we already got Soviet activities because they said they're going to bring in Asians. Because you don't come, anybody in the military that got a high order is called czar. You either the czar of a medicine, the czar of a housing, the czar. What does that mean? You should be understanding this by now. What does it mean? Now, here's the czar of the border in New Jersey with kids. Again, kids. The sacrifice is always kids. See, that's why she went to the kids. Now, you know she's going to the kids because her and AOC cool. And you know AC wants these kids. Now, I'm trying to
And what is
a
kid? A baby goat, right?
Baby goat. The Azazel. All this shit we was hearing in the Bible called the Azazel, that's just sacrificial. That's called human collateral. I know y'all don't know these terms. If you do, thank God.
Yeah.
Jump on with me.
So is
human
so
collateral. Holocaust. The word Holocaust means burnt offering.
Yeah, man. So is New
now,
York the new? I ain't trying to change. I'm trying to stay to the subject matter. So is New York the new Soviet? Is that a new Soviet country, New York City? They won't let that boy make no money the way you can't get none of your paycheck. Boy, take this shot. So are they the new pattern of what?
Because
that's the empire. That was the empire, right? Wasn't that New York?
Yeah. But that's not the no. You don't know. Now think about it. Here's De Blasio. Who's his wife?
A sister and a black woman. I forget her name.
ain't no denying. Ain't, if she got white, you won't know it in this generation. Her, she's pretty black. So I'll say you is, that is, don't y'all find strange that the number one Soviet agent married a black woman?
Hey, but look here, man. Since you're talking about Russia, guess when Putin Earth Day? Putin's birthday is October 7th, man, 1952.
Yeah. Yep. Another one. Now, October people, now, like I said before, I watched the show. It's funny you brought it up because I do watch stuff with y'all. Y'all send me stuff, and I do. You be on a plane watching shit, you be like, now, the Soviet Union, according to their own newspaper, stated that no one could beat him because he got such an oligarchy. He got old-time Russian money, and they keeping it in the loop. And guess what? He made the deal with China and them. You see, they in, that's Magog and Gog. That's just common sense 101. See, one thing about the Christian world, Christendom gives out some of the damn, most of their high-order men, Hubert Armstrong, 33rd degree, Pat Robinson, 33rd degree. I can go on and on if you want me to, but
But turn the order, is, keep going.
Yeah, if these group, T.D. Jakes, I can go on, T.D. Jakes, all these people know they lying to you. They know it. It's impossible. I'm not that bright. But you telling me I can figure this out, and you telling me that you don't see the people. So you know it's a delusional going on with The Walking Dead. Now, at sea, I'm going to stay on this for a minute because I want y'all to know something. When somebody tell you on the news that you may not have Christmas. Now, you know how many psychopathic people love Christmas. Now, imagine they're what they're going to do, y'all. I'm telling you, listen, y'all going to agree. I want to hear y'all view on this when I say they're going to trample, they're going to trample each other to death in these stores. Now, the smart people going to go Amazon because you just named it. Amazon going to say, you know what? I see Amazon is in the silk trade. Amazon supplies are protected. By what order, y'all? What is the order of the sea? The seven seas. Oh, my goodness.
Admiralty law.
There you go.
Law.
Thank you, man.
Yeah, maritime. Admiral maritime law. You got it. UCC.
Yeah, so, that's it. So you see what's going on. Y'all been saying it for all this time, but the reality is they going to make us or break us. And food, and my man said water. Every apocalyptic movie is based off water. Everybody, that's a fact.
Yes, sir. We come in the world through that water, man. In that water.
And how do we know that? Because Florida and Georgia will go to war with each other if an apocalyptic event took place. That's a fact.
Hey, Drybone, I sent you y'all something yesterday, what they doing the new burial thing. And now, instead of cremation and burying in the casket, they finna use burying people in water, man, cremating people in water, man. It's called alkaline hydrolysis. When you die, they just put you in some hot-ass water and almost like cook your ass like a lobster or crab.
Hey. I'm telling you, I'll be reading everything. Now, I'm going to try to get, I still got y'all jumping in. I got a lot of y'all, oh, the line's lighting up. Okay, everybody, I'm going to give y'all, give me some time frame. I got to play something because, you know, we're going past time. I told you, you know, one thing about life, you better live it because one thing I know, ain't nobody called me up saying, hey, guess what's happening in the dead. Now, let's go here and talk about alien DNA for a minute. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. I had so many clips that I know we forgot. But y'all never, do we ever ask the question, where is the black women who took these shots first? Why they ain't on a commercial? I mean, you first taking the shit for black America, and then we don't see you no more. Now, I'm not even, I'm sure people listen to this because a lot of stuff we talk about y'all, I hope y'all notice, that's just y'all, all of us. It'd be on the news a couple of days later. So, somehow we above the news because what did Kennedy say? We can't trust the news. That's why the term fake news was so unique to us who is in the know. Wow, who would say fake news as a president? So Again, I'm going to bring all this occult shit to you in a minute because America's a cult. Oh, it's a cult, a high-level cult, too. But when a black woman, you ain't seen her lady because you know why? They ain't going to see her no more because they don't want you to say she probably going to tell it all if she ain't heard already. But when you got a person in Texas, a Lone Star State, Texas is one of the few states now, they tried to fight the abortion law. They thought it was kind of, you know, that's a conservative thought that, you know, if you can't keep it, usually some nations would give it a life to a parent who could not have a kid because a lot of women can't have kids. So you would be like, look, I can't have it. Do you want it? That's adoption rights. So we understand that ancient. No problem. Can't fight that one. But the abortion shit, most nations thought that was sacred for those, but there was a group that baby eating and placenta eating, and all that comes out of there is utilized as life vessels, meaning that you can eat it, drink it. This is a fact. So don't. But I'm getting ready to tell you, in order to get that type of feeling, you ain't of the same species. It's got to be some group that was already taught this. Who taught them will be up to debate. But eating babies and having these abortions and you don't like, where's all the blood? Where's all the, did they consider that the elixir? That's the Virgin Mary. That's actually the Holy Grail.
Vlad.
Because if you look at the Holy Grail.
Hey, Bone.
The body is the blood of Christ.
Hey, Bone.
Yeah. Go ahead.
When you put on Kennedy, Kennedy was actually speaking to the group. He was talking about that group. Yeah, I saw a documentary about it, Above Majestic 12. And when you go above Majestic 12, you get 13.
Right.
So that's a whole number within itself. So this so-called group above Majestic 12, was it the Watchers? Are they part of the Watchers, or they do the bidding of the Watchers, which we've heard some say the Incunabula, some say, you know what I mean? The real true bloodline.
Well, right.
The bloodline of Vlad, and we could,
the bloodline. Now, let's go there.
Yeah, that's why.
According to the movie, go ahead.
I was gonna say that's why the OJs had a song out called "The 16 Families." Man, I tried to find that song, man. Even the OJs had a song about the 16 families running the world, man. It's a hard song to find, man. The 16
Please
families,
find
that, man. I heard
Please.
That song. Where your song? That's deep, man.
Somebody find me. Y'all can find a help.
Hey, Bones.
Hold on.
One little last drop that came to me, right? Now, when we talk about this law and they talk about reconciliation, right? And we look at, you say she just met with the Pope. Now, all the news what they were talking about leading up to whatever, they say, oh, the Republicans say, oh, they just have to do reconciliation, and that's all they need to do, right? Now, when you look at the word reconciliation from the biblical standpoint, it means like a form of atonement. One of the brothers, LBI, a form of to say that you're sorry and you'll never be able to do it again. Now, he just met with the Pope, right? Bingo. Oh, my goodness.
Okay, hold on. Now, do me a favor, everybody. Let me take some more calls because I'm at the top of the hour. We're at high noon. Let me get 9927, and y'all try to keep yourself muted so everybody can hear yourself. 9927, thanks for waiting.
Resurrection, everyone. Hi.
Oh, there she go. What's up? What's up, sister?
Yeah, I had to work. I just got off the work.
I know. We got you. Me and you talk.
No, I really literally got off of work, so it took me a minute. I had to get dressed. Y'all do know that NIH signed, and they're going to put Jennifer, let me get her name right, Dudna, who was head over CRISPR, So now she's going to be head over the NIH along with Dr. Fauci, and he's going to be resigning soon too because of all his lies he then created that is biting him in the ass now. So he's about to be out soon. She's the director. So she's the director of NIH. So they put her in place. Why? To protect the gene therapy that they are using under the name, is actually the real name is BNT162B2, which is mRNA. So the RNA itself, and this is for the people in the audience, because I know everyone on this stage know that it is a bio nanotechnology. So basically it's a weapon. And she speaks yep. about this on TED, and I've been putting yep. that video out there. And it's an old, pretty, old video. Not that old, though. That she said, and I repeat, if her and the other Jennifer, now it's two Jennifers, and the other Jennifer was talking about how they changed the whole population of the mosquitoes. So the whole purpose of them is to wipe out your DNA, your gene. And not only that they can wipe it out, they can actually incorporate other DNA and genes to connect to your body, to change you, molecularly change you. Okay, so it's kind of like a mutation that's going on in your body that once they get it, whatever they want done to you, or you'll probably just say, because this is what people doing anyway. They bound to everything. Oh, sure, I'll take the shot. Oh, yeah, let me wear the mask. I ain't got no problem with that. Let me smoke the cigarette. You know, all the different things they do and all that stuff. Anyway, mm-hmm. they're going to mm-hmm. do, it's going to be the same way. Sure, I'll volunteer. Basically, they're changing everybody so that they can control and have a more better grip on it. And those that comply are going to be the ones that they continue to experiment on. And this way, they can interact with the AI that they're also creating, mainframe. So all of those two is connected. They may be the batteries that operate the mainframe, the AI. I mean, you got Sophia floating around here like it ain't shit. They done made her into a god. She got yep. a credit card. She got a credit card. What the hell she need with a credit card for? She mainframe. What she need a credit card for now? Wait.
Now, what's
she
the time? Let's go
into
the DNA
Hold on.
I got some more calls. Let me get some more calls in because a whole lot of people on the line. Let me get as many as I can because I know it's 12 o'clock. Jump in on if you can, everybody. I don't know what they're going to do with the internet, but I will say this. We got to get more involved. Like I say, according to what JFK said, it was a law that if he didn't get involved. Now, that was a sin. See, he told you the whole story right there. Well, he told you everything that was everything, and yet we watched it happen. We all, our parents, we was young. We was young, but we all watched it happen. Let me get some more calls because
hey,
I'm trying to get everybody in. Go ahead, bro. Make a point quickly.
Also, with this 52,000-year cycle, more light and energy coming to the planet. So that's why they're trying to block everybody from getting this new energy, this new gene coming
yeah.
in through the to keep people asleep and controlled by the system.
And
so the ones like us, they're not taking
it. I see
it.
I see it because I just see a chemtrail a couple of days ago. I ain't making this up in New York. It was chemtrailing the shit out of this shit. And let me get the call, 50.
That's the truth. They really doing us in over here in Buffalo.
Hold on. Give me some more call, 50-5045. Mark of the Beast.
Hello.
What is it? Go ahead. 5045. That's Miami number there.
What's happening, Brother Jarbone?
Hey, what's up, bro? Good to hear you, man. Appreciate you.
Man, I tried to hit you up, but I didn't get a hold of you a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, I know, man. I'll tell you about it. Give me a call. We've been traveling, man. There's a lot of stuff happening, but we make it a go. Go ahead.
I know, man. It's very interesting, brother. I think definitely those of us who are of wide consciousness and awareness should really begin to pay attention to what's happening above, because we know we use the term loosely, as above, as below. But we need to understand that there are cosmic influences that are actually moving into our hemisphere of influence, and we got to be careful of that, because those who are behind the scenes that are really pulling these strings are very consciously connected to understand, to these type of deep understanding.
Right.
There's going to be an eclipse. There's going to be an eclipse in 2024. That eclipse is going to transverse America, especially coming from the northeast, and it's going to transverse going south, central, south. And guess what? It actually goes above Del Rio, Texas. You know,
right.
And you got to pay attention to that. Google eclipse of the century. They have the dates. They have the years when these eclipses are going to be bypassing throughout the planet. And pay close attention to the one that actually transverse the country. And you're going to see a pattern happening. So there is some sphere of influences happening cosmically, and it's being reflected below, which is where the plane that we all exist on. And that's to get you into a deep understanding and preparation spiritually, and guide yourself accordingly to what's happening right now, because it's not by coincidence, you know. And we kind of like lost like deers in a head trap, because we're being bombarded with so many distractions.
Yeah.
But I definitely think, especially a melanated race, you got to be very careful at this point right now, because there's an intensity and there's a ratcheting up. And we got to be prepared, because they've already emasculated the masculine energy and the alpha energy that should be dominant in this time amongst the melanated race. They've pretty much to the point of neutralizing it, and that's the energy that's going to really need to be active around this time. And stick with me.
Retrograde. I've been seeing a lot of retrograding. When we talking about these things, especially with Libra going through we got these things, Mercury and all this other stuff going on, and it's a good time to do some things. So imagine the people who are as above, so below, as we say, they have to have a consciousness of that they are star system, or to be even want to see it, because a lot of people been scared to look at astrology, yet Jesus gets found through astrology. So
I want to speak on that.
Go ahead, John.
Okay, so now they changing the astronomy. The zodiac sign is changed in the dates and things now. So they trying to say, is this the change that should have been already in place, or is this just some shit they trying to just incorporate? Because they do a lot of stuff. They've been changing, you know,
good
shit
point.
So long.
Good point.
You know what I'm saying?
Good point.
Is this going to
good point.
Is this
good point.
What it should be, since they changing the zodiac, right? And then incorporate themselves as being the ones that have been the heroes the whole time, and because they're always writing stuff, they want to write history, so they creating this history. So this is what's I just thought about that.
More significant than that is that now. Yeah, more significant than that is that now we're approaching a positioning where we're going to be able to have visitors, that we're in range of visitors now, progenitors of the ancient past that are going to be coming into this plane, and the ones that have been hosting are in trouble, in the sense that that's where the galactic battle that we all talk about.
We got to be careful, because remember they got that holographic technology that can touch. You can touch it. It feels. So we got to be careful. They got that holographic technology.
Well, guess what? If you guys been paying attention, y'all should have seen that they're supposedly testing a little satellite. They're going to try to explore on a comet. That's a lie. It is a defense test that they're going to try to run, because they know something's coming or is on its way. Not really coming. It's already on its way. But they said that they're going to shoot a satellite into a miniature orbiting meteorite or whatever as a test.
Yeah, took us there.
Now, you know when these people say something, you got to go deeper.
Deeper. That's right. Hold on. Time out. Now, we're at 12 o'clock, y'all. 12 o'clock. I'm going to take another caller. We'll take a commercial break. One more call. I'm going to take a break. 12 o'clock, y'all. Those of you, if you drop off, try to get back on now as fast as you can. You probably got to 1 o'clock before they really cut you from coming on. But
appreciate y'all for hanging in there with that. They might have jumped you off. I don't know if your services were yet, but we're going to take this thing out. And I'm going to say this to everybody. We couldn't do this without you. I'm so happy that y'all are participating on something that is so, so unbelievably going to take place, that it's going to happen to every one of us. And you're going to remember this, because it's going to be something that you say, you know what, all our lives we've been told this, and then when we find out what it's really about, it's going to be a very strange thing. And like I say, no man could tell. Cannot tell. If you could ask the Son of Man to the dry bones, can they live? That's a question to the Son of Man. And he said, thou knowest. That's some deep shit there. Let's go to 0925. Take your call here, and we'll go to break. 0925.
Hey, what's going on, Dry Bones? It's Sean Caddy.
What's up, bro?
How y'all doing today?
Good to have, man. Okay.
Yeah,
you know,
I've been listening, though. So.
Yeah, I got you.
Now, I've been checking everything. I just want to say, let me just throw this at the top. If there's ever a position called the Intergalactic Ambassador to Planet Earth, don't be surprised if I'm chosen for that position. Now, I'm about to throw heads all over the place. So, but my thing is, right now, the most important thing is that I keep stressing for African Americans is that to know and acknowledge you are from Ishmael, because that is the only way you're going to rise, because with an identity, you can trace yourself. And I'm glad you're bringing up the Slavic ships, because even when I talk to white people about it, they don't give me no argument. They are silent. You understand? When you start speaking the truth to them,
right,
they can't do nothing but accept it. So at this point, just know that the African Americans been through the worst of the worst, and that was done intentionally, not by the white people, but by the Heavenly Father, because he knew that you can take it. He knew that you're the strongest.
Yep.
And then when you come
yep.
to yourself, then you would know how to come back into rulership.
That's
you
right.
Failed at one time when you was in ancient Egypt, because
that's
you're
right.
trying to be nice, trying to be godly, letting all kind of foreigners come in, and you give them certain sections in the land and stuff. And even if you come to D.C. right now, all the big buildings, government buildings, those are ancient Egypt. They like to say ancient Rome and stuff, but ancient Rome was built by the same black people, the same Ishmael people who left out of the Bible history 3,000 years ago because they came over here to what is known as America now. That is who you are. And so it does. The whole world is based on you. It ain't got nothing to do with nobody else, what they're doing. So the microchips to the vaccines, I mean, that's, you know, I talked about that, and everybody's seeing it. It's just happening. That's why they try to enforce it. But you shouldn't worry about that too much, because this is the way it was written in Revelation, and now we're in Revelation 20, going
okay,
to 21.
Go there, because you know, I'd love to have you on. Yeah, that's why I was so happy to have you on. Now, we do know that the World Health Organization is ran by Ethiopia. Now,
correct.
If this is the seed that, you know, you're saying, because that's what you're claiming, then, okay, why would the Ethiopians go along with this vaccination thing? If they, you know, they are from Enoch. Enoch is Ethiopian. You know, what's about why
right,
this
but,
is, how this going on when the Ethiopians, if the Ethiopians actually built the Catholic Church, act the first church, you and I both know this, you went there. If they built those cathedrals, then we should be actually asking you, why are the Ethiopians involved with the World Health Organization the way they are?
Well, when you look at the flag, the new flag, Ethiopia, it has a five star, which is the pentagram. So anything happening within that time frame is strictly under the devil. So even any country in the world where there's a five star, that's the symbol of the devil. And that is his power.
That's what that's because you bring up, you know, we got, well, you're Halloween, so you're up my alley here. So the pentagram,
yes,
the pentagram. Somebody want to say something?
Yes, I would like to say something.
Go right ahead. Feel free, because I want to hear from everybody. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm hello, callers, but I would like to say that Enoch, he was a part of a Baal nation, so their nation was not very pure when Enoch was around. So,
I didn't catch the last part about Enoch.
Yeah, what are you saying?
Yeah, say that again.
Okay, Enoch, his real name
sorry.
Is Adapha. Yes, go ahead.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead, please.
The story, are you familiar with the Book of Enoch?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Of course. His name is Adapha. That's his real name.
Oh, okay, what's his real name?
Adapha. A-D-A-F-A.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. Okay, and so basically... before he became the chosen one, he had a big following, and they, worshiped pagan. So they had evil energy back then, and that's why Enoch was chosen to be able to convert the evil into good. So perhaps right now, Enoch, Ethiopians are still in that mindset because a lot of them don't even know Enoch. He's been buried away from the, from the Ethiopian
hotel.
Hold on,
because I noticed that because again, you a travel man, me and you seen pictures. You've been on the show multiple times, and I love what you be doing. You do know that a lot of Africans are here, even in certain areas of the country. They're here. I mean, Ethiopians got a nice. I think the Cooking Channel brother got one down here and in Harlem. So we know Ethiopians are here, but they don't seem to have that tell all to Black America like you do, because you came actually from here today to find that out. What keeps them from being? And I'm gonna let you say that, sister, if you make that point. That the Ethiopians, it's all of a sudden we act like Ethiopia is not part of the original text. I mean, that's a group that really should be asking some questions to of how this actually happened under their watch, if you understand where I'm coming from. Because this they watch,
right.
They wrote these books, they're the oldest religion according to Dr. Williams. How is it that the Ethiopians that I see, not you, because again, everybody got somebody understand more than others, their own people. But if the Ethiopians are not actually thinking like we are, then I don't know if that's that's a good analogy to follow. If the people from Ethiopia don't even follow what we're talking about, when they get here, they don't even act like they like us.
Well, you got to
let me clear this up. Hold on there.
Let me clear this. Yeah. Then I'm going to take some more questions. I'm just bringing that, I know people feel that way. But go ahead. I want you to answer first.
Right. Now, if you mention Enoch, his name in Amharic or Ethiopians is Henoch. But the control of Ethiopia is under the priest in his Christianity, because Ethiopia was converted. They didn't freely choose to do this, and so a lot of people in my family got persecuted because they remained under what we call the Jewish, but it's not the Jewish as in the European practice. But so a lot of them have
let's make some clarity right there, because we got to
be Hebrew.
Okay, if these are Hebrew Israelites, Jews, or whatever you want to call them, because remember, there's no J in the language. There's no Jew. How can it be a Jew? There's no letter J. So I'm trying to figure out. If this is what they're saying in Ethiopia, now when they get here, what keeps them from saying it to us? Because they won't come to us and say, you guys are the chosen with us. I have yet to see an African say this to us.
Christianity, it's the religion of Satan.
Okay.
And so,
all your
information is removed from you. They're under the same doctrine. So if you praise and force to praise a white man, and so you lose your identity of being, you won't find yourself in the Bible, because these images, like even the word Jesus, it's even if you say it, it's with a G, it's not with a J.
That's
so we are saying something in the wrong tone.
No, me and you both in there.
Correct.
So I'm gonna take I'll take some more calls because I'm
gonna
go forward
with you. Hey, Drop On, can I say something about Ethiopia? Hey, Drop On, can I say something about Ethiopia real fast?
Go right here. Go.
It's only two groups of black people that we know of that defeated the Europeans. Because I remember when Rome, Italy, tried to take over Ethiopia. Okay, they were so slick and smart. They used the animals to fight these damn Europeans. They had the lions to capture these damn Roman soldiers, man. And they used all the animals, and the bees, the lions.
Now, think about what you're saying. Let me finish up.
That's why every picture you see with Hollis and Lassie, he's surrounded by lions, man. You train them lions to be like cats and dogs, man. That's one thing about Ethiopia that a lot of people don't know, man, how they use the animals to beat the damn enemy.
I showed y'all a long time ago. I got the proof. Long time ago, I showed you that they had the monkeys as weapons.
That's right.
So I don't know. It's not new to me, but I'm going to just say this. Haile Selassie, according to the brother Caddy, his people don't like Haile Selassie. Because Haile Selassie ended up going to who? Who did he get refuge from? England.
The queen.
Right. So I don't know how that plays out to some people's psyche because I'm not worshiping Haile Selassie like a lot of people do.
Drive on.
Hey, what? Wait, that's not new focus.
Hold on. Everybody, by me giving y'all an opportunity to talk, you got to know if you're in a lot of noise. Now, sister, I hear you talking. I'm going to let you say first, and I'm going to go down the line. What you want to rebuttal since you started that?
I want to comment on the Kennedy video that you played earlier.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
Why did you play that video?
Because I want everybody to know he was a Catholic. There's only been two Catholic presidents. The first one was Kennedy. The second is Biden. Kennedy told the truth. He gets killed. Let's see what this cat can do. And he told everything that we pretty much talk about on this program, secret societies, covenant means, secret courts. He named everything we just said on this show. That's why we did it.
Okay. Well, that was a very, very, very great video that you selected. And that right there should let the mass know that I don't think Biden's nowhere close to Kennedy. Kennedy actually loved the country, and Kennedy actually wanted this to be a capitalist country and wanted us to have our freedom and did not go along with taking our dollar and away from, you know, taking the gold away from gold standards from our money. He wanted that. He wanted our freedom.
I wish we had money to give you a talk show. One day we'd be able to give you our money when I get the right answer. Say ching, ching, ching. Because right there was his executive order, 01101 something. And, go ahead. Keep it going.
Just to say that we have, in order for us to take back our country, our nation. I don't know if anyone knows Dr. Swine. She's a black PhD doctor of history. Carol Swine, I think her name is.
I see.
But she was on a show. I just listened to her, and what she says is we're going to have to stand up and take our nation back, okay? Because everything is very divided with the vaccines and the non-vaccines. I don't know if you guys heard about David Chappelle. He made a joke about the transgender, and the Democrats is about to lose their mind. Now they want us to believe that a man can have a baby. There's so much division against our country, and black people as a whole, we can save our country. You know how we can save our country? We can look what they're doing with the school system also. They're putting they left our people in Afghanistan, and they taking our oil away. They've done so many things to us. They let the rioters go on all summer long. No one, people getting killed, burned down, nothing. Now the poor parents, I don't have any young children, but they don't want their kids masked. It takes away the oxygen. It makes them uncomfortable. They don't want their kids talking about a man can have a vagina. They don't want their kids talking about, oh, we're victims.
Hold on, the kid is a goat now.
You know, So what I'm saying to you guys is our children is our future. So every move, every calculation you make when you go to that ballot box makes this all, you know, I spoke about it. If Joe Biden came in here, our country has went from sugar to shit.
Which
we got a dollar
box?
More on gas. We got no food. We got shipments of containers in the ocean. But he got 100,000 people coming in, and he said he don't have nobody to get the shipments off the container so we can have a full grocery store. They're trying to take us into hunger. We're not going to have food. We're in a third world country because most people thought Donald Trump was the racist because he said America first. So how
well,
we can stop this is we have to stop voting the devils in. They want to eat babies. They're evil.
Time, when I say time.
And the Republicans are bad.
Time means, when I say time, I'm going to give everybody some time. So that was good what you said. I love what you said. Let's hit them. When you hit on so many points, I'm sure it goes by a lot of people. So we got to keep on one point. You said something about with Donald Trump and not taking away this. Now, I'm going to be honest with y'all. I look at a lot of shit because y'all sent it to me. And that is a T. But we got a group that says a lot of shit. You say, well, let me let you know y'all doing a hell of a job. Because somebody sent it to me. I said, I'm looking it up. I said, it came out to be true. Do you know that whatever blacks was getting with Trump, with the private zones, they gone. They going to different groups now.
Yeah, man.
All I'm trying to say to y'all is I'm not pumping. I'll give you the facts on everybody, but I do know common sense of self-preservation is in enemy warfare. I got to look at everybody as an enemy, but what enemy I get the most out of? I mean, this is 101. 101.
Hey, drive on.
Can
I share this with you?
Go ahead, jump.
So to share with the sisters, stay the course where you're going. Yeah, see, when you start doing, sis, I like your politician, nothing against it. But America is on a fire sale right now. It's all NGO. It's non-governmental organizations running this shit. Let me give you, for instance, so look up this one group called, I think it's Strikers, STRYKER. You want to know why your children are learning what they're learning now? America ain't teaching your children no more. UNESCO's teaching your children. This is a non-governmental agency now suggesting what your children should learn. You want to know why you're going to eat certain things you can't get in the store no more? Because like our brother said earlier, maritime law. Because we're changing the concept of what your liberty was when you was an American, a.k.a. Protestant. So this shit's to the highest bidder right now. So it's every man for himself. I don't know if we damn good doing it or not, but I will say this.
What you say, highest bidder? Go ahead, keep it going one more time.
To the highest bidder right now. This shit is for sale because the monarch don't want to pay for fucking charity anymore. So all you motherfuckers want them handouts, y'all have to get it from the Hindus for your children. And if you in them cities that they built, I had an epiphany on this shit. Them cities in China, they're going to send motherfuckers to China becoming industrial workers over there. You're going to be hand workers. Them buildings ain't closed for no reason. You motherfuckers get on a plane, send y'all, shit. I'm just saying, bread and circles is real, man. Bread and circles. I'm done, man. Go on.
Hold on. Y'all doing your job on here. Y'all doing your thing. I'm going to back up everything with the fact that this, my brother brought up earlier, the New Silk Road. I'm going to give it to you one more time. I gave it to you. Some of the shows we gave is unbelievable now. I said, my goodness. The whole playbook is right there. So here it is again. This is the update version. Thanks to you, brother. Thank you. You put it on in the Silk Road, and we had the clip. Because I ain't put no clips on. I can't put none. Had this one already for you.
China's president got a warm reception in Rome. Host country Italy is to become the first G7 economy to join the new Silk Road project. Beijing is keen to package its massive maritime, rail and road venture as an opportunity for other nations. We want to strengthen our synergies to enhance cooperation in the infrastructure, port, logistics and maritime transport sectors. in order to build a series of concrete projects along the Silk Road. But critics say the project, which is officially known as the Belt and Road Initiative, will primarily benefit Beijing. Many countries have expressed unease about China's growing dominance. For Italy, though, the potential economic boost appears to outweigh the perceived risks. Italian President Sergio Mattarella is adopting a win-win approach.
L'antica via della seta.
The ancient Silk Road was an instrument of knowledge among people and a tool to share reciprocal discoveries. The new Silk Road must also be a two-way street to share not only goods, but also skills, ideas, knowledge, and forward-looking solutions to common problems and projects for the future. Other EU nations, notably France and Germany, are taking a more cautious stance. Leaders of both countries are due to meet the Chinese president in Paris on Tuesday. The new Silk Road is certain to be on the agenda.
I'm now joined by Nicola Casarini in Paris. He's an expert on EU-China relations and works for an Italian think tank. Mr. Casarini, you wrote a paper entitled Rome-Beijing, Changing the Game. How does this new memorandum change the game?
The change in the game means that the memorandum, for the first time, contains a clear language consistent with Western norms and principles, including clear reference to the EU strategy on connectivity published last September. For the first time, we have a so-called MOU, a memorandum of second generation, a memorandum which is fit for G7 advanced nations of the world. That's the game changer.
Now, I'm going to just play that. That's all you need to do. Now, they already made the agreement. This is done. Now, he said we're going to make an agreement with the memorandum of Western philosophy and thoughts, and we're going to integrate it all into that. We integrate now. The integration
Yeah, man.
Already,
yeah. We're going to have some black Chinese. We're going to have some black Chinese. We're going to have some Spanish Chinese. They're going to send these mother where they got to send them. They're going to get their money, a.k.a. the carbon tax. You breathe, you pay. You don't pay, we got something for your ass. I'm done.
There you go.
I like to say that China is, there's no bid. This is all pointed in a direction to make us a global, because whenever we hear global, that means one. So basically, everything has been, every policy that Biden has put in place has been a China policy. From now, he wants to be reported $600 to the IRS to know what's in your bank account. There's cameras everywhere. There's the mandate vaccines. There's, everything is running the world, our country, this is China America, here's a Catholic, though, what you said is so great, this is a Catholic president,
the second one, and the other one, who's a third one, it would be Nancy Pelosi. Now, Nancy Pelosi could probably supersede Kamala Harris. I don't know what they got plotted out, but I'm telling you something, let's get to that point, because she's been embarrassed. I'm going to tell you how this is working. She got her all black. Do you see what she's wearing? They met in October.
Wow.
Hey, drive on. Did you hear about the Janet Yellen is confident with the U.S. implement of the global minimum tax? So they've implemented here, our Congress just this past week, a global tax that the whole world got to pay. So what they're doing is setting the stage for one world currency. Family, the Belt and Road Initiative, that thing has been in effect for about at least 7 years. They've been trying to work on it with the G7. You got, they were just waiting for Saudi Arabia and Saudi Aramco to fall. And as you can see, family, by the price of gas right now, Saudi Arabia has fallen. I digress.
Now, Saudi, hold on. Stay with me with that one. Now, Saudi Arabia just came out. They in the news. I should play something for them. I do watch their news. But you got fire stick, you should just go on there. Even if you can't understand it, you can see the visuals. Like, man, they got some shit going on there. They living way different than we living. I don't know if we want to live that way. I can't speak for everybody on this program, but I don't want to live that way. All I can say is this: they presence is like God, just like what we just said earlier. Either you listen to them only. I don't know how y'all.
It's a thumbs up or a thumbs down. God damn.
Yeah.
They like God.
I don't even know how to explain it. I mean, all you got to do, y'all, go on YouTube. Quit watching dumb shit. Go on YouTube and watch some shit for about. Use the Sabbath, whatever your mind is, a Sabbath, and look up reality. Reality is you're living better than everybody at this point in time. Even though Dr. Claude Anderson said you would be a class, that actually you may not be. Because your kids, I say kids because I know what I mean. Your kids is your sacrifice. Have you sacrificed for the kids? Or the kids going to be made to be the sacrifice? This is the key. You always say, oh, kid, I love the word kid. It's goat. And Jamaicans love goats, don't you, goats? You love goats. Don't tell me y'all don't like goats. Don't even talk to me about that shit.
Yeah, they sure do. Them Jamaican love that goat, man. You right.
Okay, so don't talk to me about no goats and all this shit about goats and how they. Hey, people love goats.
Goat is delicious, by the way.
Yeah, and the goats could climb. The goats, the one thing about a goat that people want to give the real mystery is they're able to scale a mountain all the way up somehow. So they got these cloven foot things. See, what they taught you in the Bible, don't eat cloven hoofs. That's because they don't want you to know the knowledge of those animals. That's all it's about.
Very, very lean meat, too.
Yeah. They don't want you to know it. About the witchcraft is they want to hoard everything. Now, I'm going to show you how deep this is. If y'all think I'm crazy, see, I like nature so much. There was some... I think it was squirrels put about 45 pounds. They storing up.
Yeah,
in America.
Truck. Yeah, I saw that. In a pickup truck.
Now, when I seen that, I said, that's a wake-up call to me.
Yeah.
I got to start getting busy.
Yeah.
Squirrels were storing up shit?
Yeah, 175 pounds.
Thank you, Brother West. Brother West, you be on that nature like me. Bro, the squirrels, they hoarded up 45 pounds of nothing. The man's whole
175. Yep.
Sure did.
I call them Amazon squirrels. Amazon. Yeah. They like Amazon. They just hoard up all the goods.
They hoard up all the goods. All the goods. And they had, but whoever they were selling it to, so I don't know they were selling to female squirrels, whatever. But all I know is they had some squirrel candy. They had squirrel candy.
Yep.
Yeah. So whatever's going on. Now, let me just say this because again, I equate everything to the transitional five senses. That's why five ain't wicked. I know you think five.
Yeah,
ain't
that's
wicked.
That's why I tell my man talking about the pentagram. That's us. We got five damn stars: your head, two arms, and a leg. That's five,
right,
four
right.
stars.
That's my point. That's my point. I got everybody in line. I'm just gonna give you two thoughts of that. That's come out your own ancient masonry.
But it goes back to Africa too. Now, remember that book
absolutely
I showed you?
Absolutely goes. I ain't gonna never say.
What the 3, 5, and the 7 and all that was about.
Now, again, I'm gonna say Africa to a lot of y'all because of this. But I'm gonna be honest with you, y'all, everybody. I hate to say this, but when you watch the ancient alien stuff. And I'm glad I had a period of going to there to see it physically. And remember, I asked them a hell of a question. They were all in mystification, bro. And I got that on video. Y'all know I did it. So I found out that five, y'all know in Islam, it's arm, leg, it's Allah. Arm, leg, arm,
head.
It's 5 points.
It should be the sixth because... The man has a penis, so that's the sixth point.
Yeah.
It got the women? Head. It got,
They the five.
But the women is the ones that made this up. If a woman going to go to the, if the last third president of the United States is a female Catholic president, I'm going to put that out there right now. Because it ain't going to be Kamala Harris because she Hindu. So they're going to figure out.
They don't want, they don't want her anyway. They're going to remove her anyway because.
Black folks didn't want her, 25th. Man. No, let's be honest. Black folks didn't want her. Black folks, she dropped out first. She's the first to drop out. Ain't that strange? The dropout first.
Like you say, drop on. How they do this knowledge. See, anytime these motherfuckers say something evil, evil and good, they done flip that shit around. So when
yeah,
these fools tell me something evil, yeah, I know it's good. That's why you got to be discerning and
right.
Look this shit up.
Right. Because you take five and
hey, Kamala. Hey, drop on. Kamala. Kamala, MIA back. She on vacation, man. They about to ransack the border, and this bitch on vacation.
Because vacation, and again, y'all, I hope y'all look at these words, vape, and what's the first word? They got us all thinking V, the V for vendetta. Now, I'm going to be honest with y'all now. Y'all about to get ready because all who listen, see, we just facts matter. If you can't handle the facts, this ain't the program for you. Now, V for vendetta is about pussy. I know y'all thought it was about. See, the V is.
That's right.
The V is Pisces. The V is all that. See, and then the clam, all that. I'm going to be real with now. The clam. Now, the worshipers, y'all been thinking. Now, I've been watching some movies called Feed and all that great stuff. I'm telling y'all straight up. I'm telling y'all straight up. What better person, if a person got a navel with an umbilical cord, then it's something, we all say the universe is feeding this umbilical cord. It cannot be either to two ways. It can't be to a full male. That's for sure. It could be three ways. I'm going to tell you how this works. Three ways, y'all. If it's an umbilical cord.
Hey.
Hold on, let me finish before you say hey. The biblical cord only goes to one species on this planet. The other shit, he got a navel. That's all he got. So that's biblical cord and navel. So what's the middle one, y'all? And that's the fuck you finger. Do what I just put because I don't know if y'all know finger magic, but anyway, the fuck you finger is the story of Isis. That's why I played it for the song of Isis, if y'all did not know that. The worship of the dick. Remember, this is the only religion that actually tells you that the dick was cut off, eaten by a crocodile. She say, exhume all parts of the body, put it back together without a dick. That's take my body and give it a mind, to funk with the rest. Now, I'm trying to tell y'all this, but if you ain't listening, you ain't picking up on the Twilight Zone. Now, we're about to get deep right quick. Again, the first and only artificial dick is the ancient dildo. Go look up ancient dildo. And guess what? The fuck you finger actually means the hermaphrodite cult. They had both dicks and a pussy. And unfortunately, the fallen angels' DNA fell off. Now, let me go why I say DNA, because y'all hate listening to the people who tell y'all the truth. Not going to listen to me. I already know. If your own DNA can't listen to you, wow. Think about what they listen to. Ain't you? Must be alien DNA.
This morning, one of the doctors featured in a now banned viral video about the coronavirus is speaking out.
Of course I think I'm dangerous because I'm speaking truth.
Dr. Stella Emanuel was part of a video Monday that featured a group of doctors claiming without evidence that there's a cure for COVID-19. In the clip, Emanuel pushes hydroxychloroquine as part of a cure for the disease, a view largely discredited by health experts. The president retweeted the video, which was eventually taken down by Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube for violating misinformation policies.
I was very impressed with her and other doctors that stood with her. I think she made sense, but I know nothing about it.
Despite the backlash, in an interview with NBC affiliate KPRC, Dr. Emanuel continued to claim hydroxychloroquine could be part of a COVID-19 cure.
I don't know why people are getting crazy about this.
Well, that's a minority view on whether or not it's a cure, that's for sure.
Let me say something. When you have seen 300, 400 patients and none of them have died, it is not a minority view.
Dr. Anthony Fauci says scientific data doesn't support her claim.
All of those trials show consistently that hydroxychloroquine is not effective in the treatment of coronavirus disease or COVID-19.
There are currently no drugs approved by the FDA to prevent or treat COVID-19, and the National Institutes of Health recommends against using hydroxychloroquine for the treatment of the virus. Beyond her controversial coronavirus claims, Dr. Emanuel has also drawn criticism for pushing unusual conspiracy theories and for her beliefs about demon spirits and disease.
It's off the beaten path to say that demons are sleeping with you overnight.
But demons are sleeping with people.
Are they?
Yes! Demons exist!
Now, Dr. Emanuel admits that she herself takes the drug and that she's treated hundreds of patients with it. Savannah, she says she...
Now, I'm going to go there. See, I'm going to show you how that cult world works, everybody. Trump is in that video. Her name is Stella. 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 What's a Stella? Ain't that astrology?
Star system. Star system. Star.
There
Star.
You go. Her name was Stella. And then the last part, I hope y'all heard her name. I'm so excited. I said, wait a minute. He gets a doctor, and not only was she accredited, it was the same drug in the movie that we played for you that was 9 to 10 years before the goddamn coronavirus. Trump tells you, hold on, listen carefully, because I'm bringing the sci-fi. See, I love this shit. Trump tells you about some shit that... That's in a movie way before this shit happens. And say, take it. Then he tells you that, of course, if you know how this works, once you give you the window of truth come out, you think I'm going to keep saying it so you can kill me? I did in a way I let somebody else say. So you don't know the code of how to keep yourself alive, obviously. You don't. That's why I don't
play right. You spread that knowledge.
Yeah, I don't.
That's how
I don't
do it, man. You share your knowledge.
I don't. Man. Yeah, you don't see me say I said this. I'll give you what they said.
Right.
So you won't be ever saying you lied to me. I ain't lied to your ass. You just they told you to shoot shit. And did they tell you the truth?
You didn't ask
them receipts. The
get them receipts.
Now hold on. I want y'all to jump in because I'm building this up for some fire. They told you the truth. He brought this black lady on. Say her name was Stella. Last name even Celestial. I'm like, damn. She say demons are sleeping with you. Now, I told a lot of people this. They don't want to hear me. I already know. People be talking about how I be seeing stuff. They be like, what you looking at? I don't even want to tell some people something because I be having a look because I can see. I be seeing shit I don't even want to tell people. I say, that is some crazy shit that's coming. But, again, it be coming. I ran into people I know from years ago say the same thing. They tell me, man, you told me some shit. I said, dude, I'll just be getting it, and I'll be just thinking that I hope it don't happen. But then I realized it don't happen. And this was going to happen, bro. Listen carefully. Y'all heard that. Clearly as day. They laid it out. Now, I'm trying to ask y'all, why do you think we cannot see? Now, Sean Caddy, the Bible said they have eyes and cannot see. Is this like a peripheral incarnation thing? And with the shot? See, somebody making all this noise. See what I'm saying? They know they are around a bunch of people. See, so that lets you know the psyche of what's on the line. See, I give everybody a chance. Now, I would do like other shows. I would cut you off. But I'm trying to give y'all a couple. But go ahead. Somebody jump in.
I'm muted. I'm muted, Bone. I'm muted.
The demons do exist.
Yeah.
And that we do sleep with them. We have sex with them. We have mothers and fathers and family members and friends that have that demon in them. You know what I mean? You do know it exists.
because you're like, wow, how could someone do something like that to me? So the phone
is... Who's that, Bones?
Hello?
That ain't me. I'm mute, man. I'm mute.
Who's that?
Can you guys hear me?
I found him. Go ahead.
Yeah,
we found him.
We can hear you.
Okay.
So,
I found
him.
He gone. They gone. They gone.
Because of the fallen angel. Hello?
Yeah, go ahead. Go.
Hello?
Go.
Okay, because of the fallen angel's energy and their spirit that came down to us, they created the demons that lady is speaking about. Hydrochloroquine, they don't even speak about that anymore, ever. They don't even bring it up. And and hydrochloroquine has been around for 7 years for people who have I forgot that disease that they have. I can't think of it right now. But anyway, it's been around for a long time.
Well,
so
that means
FDA approved.
That means,
so we don't
said,
even use.
But yeah, because that they don't want to. They want to make money off. They can't make nothing off of nothing old.
No,
they go on for something new to make money off.
They need the mark of the beast. They need the mark of the beast. The mark of the beast has a chip in the systems, and it does cause it's a tracking device. And it alters their bodies. They can't use their plasma, their blood. For, you know, I mean, they want the mark of the beast. They don't even want you thinking about that because basically, if you start thinking about the COVID, it's a 99% recovery rate. Okay, and you have to ask yourself, why is the Republicans and the Democrats, both parties, are pushing this shit as if it's so dangerous, it's so afraid. We got to keep everybody so scared because that is the only way the demons, the fallen angels, the watchers, the you know, everyone name you want to call them, they came down from up above and they're down here and they're running the world. They want this one world dominance.
Okay, so
and the United States is the only thorn.
Well, hey, drop on. Drop
Hold on. Yeah, jump in, because that's a lot. We got to get time up. Go ahead. That's good.
Yeah. Well, like the other sister say, all these portals is opening up, particularly with this super collider, this CERN shit, man. When they smash the damn atoms and electrons and protons, they open up different portals because they want to go back in time to the Big Bang Theory. So a lot of, she right, everybody right, about these evil demons coming through, man. These portals coming on, man. Okay?
Right. Now, I just want y'all to know what y'all saying is, y'all talking just like that y'all should. After hearing, this chick was on national TV. They took her off Twitter, everything. Now, I'm going to ask y'all a question. Didn't anybody find that strange with freedom of speech? You heard John F. K. get killed for this. He said freedom of speech is the core. Now, here it is. You're supposed to be on a platform that supposedly, so Twitter, Facebook, and everything else that censors, it's not a platform, and we should disband, but many of you out there, include, because you know people say, I've declined. Only thing you see is a show. Fire putting pictures up, what I'm doing, and then you promote it, because freedom of speech, if you could take a president, that's a sign right there. If you could take a president off of a Twitter, don't you know what's ruling now? I don't even know what people think. I said, wait a minute. They took the president off. That means I'm a moron to them. You are a piece of shit to them. And so you put all your information up on your family because you're ignorant. Plain and simple.
Yep.
All you talk about is Yahweh stuff. All you Hebrew Israelites, I think I'm going to get deep now. We got to go to 1 o'clock. I'm going past 1 o'clock. My team don't play to 8:30. Now, I'm going to tell you this. If you think even with playing around, you got to joke. Cause see, laughter. See, people say why you laugh a lot. Because laughter creates this hormone that makes you feel better. Okay?
Yeah, that sound, right?
If you don't know this, and you're always moping and meaning, you are psychotic.
Yep.
If you can't find joy in life at all, that means you are totally under the mark of the beast. Plain and simple. Your consciousness is under lock and key. Even if you, see, the key is to know you're under something. See, the delusion is to think you just ain't nothing's bothering, nothing's going on. This is just happy. That's a delusion. Because think about it. In the Matrix movie, since y'all love that movie so much, and she's been on the show since they had on quite a few times, and I'm going to say this about shows.
we have some great programs that have been on. I mean, if y'all don't hear the actor who played O.J. Simpson, I'm telling you straight up, y'all missing a jewel. Because ain't many people could say they play O.J., got an award for it, all that shit on the show. I just want y'all to listen to some of the things that's on there. Yaffa Bay. Now, Yaffa Bay is one of the high-rating shows of this time frame. And she wasn't on Trump's job, but she mentioned qualities about what she thought was a republic. And again, what did Kennedy say? He said republics can't run like this because the real man, the real people know this republic law is the only thing that gives sovereignty over yourself. If you think you can go and believe in all this shit y'all claim y'all believe in, and then think you're going to manifest in a society that's giving you only two alternatives, okay, you can believe that for as long as you want until you realize we'll find out that something happened. But all I can tell you is the reality is these people or these groups look at how you think. You heard the man say they put a think tank together. I've been saying this for how many years? Those who know me have always said, why can't we put a think tank together, man? I don't want, you know, let's think on a mission of energy. See, one thing about a ray gun, the ray gun directs all the energy into a beam. Now, that's why I keep trying to tell y'all science and this is together. It's a religion, but they separated just like they did church and religion, a state and religion. You know, but in reality, the ancients had them together. Yeah, they had them together. Now, I got you on the line. I want everybody, now this is the key. If I hear it, I'm going to try to turn y'all before it get past 1 o'clock. So if right now I got the other person on, now no coming back because that's too much noise. We actually be at least courteous and mute yourself. But let me ask y'all, y'all regions, everybody's region is under. Remember, it was a movie called Red Dawn. America was broken into Soviet sections. So my section, 4, 5, is gone. 5 and 2 is pretty much under deep control. The midsection, some of us gonna have to explore. The new worldliness is coming. Remember, it's always been migrations. Everything is a migration. If you don't study the ant migrates. They say study the ant, study the bee. If you notice, the bees are more aggressive in so many states. I never knew bee drink beer. Everything. You leave shit a lot. The bees eating shit like the flies do in some states. Now, is they hungry? Are they hungry? I don't know. But nature showed me the bees can't be tampered with. You fuck with the bees, and you fuck with pollination. And see, the simplest things now is becoming. Nature is a woman, and she is definitely upset. She definitely upset.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. And then that's the fact that Lilith, the demon Lilith, see, y'all don't want to hear this. The demon Lilith, we played this for you. She was the killer of children. How is that? And everything is about abortion now. Welcome to the Halloween.
And you spell special. Lily backwards. You spell Lily backwards. You got Eli.
Oh. It's time to quit playing with your own mind. So your own mind be played with, and you will have dementia. But that's a playing in the mind. And they tell you they can fix it. What are they fixing it with now? I don't know. But I will say this. I never thought the Bible was so true about black people. If you put black people in the equation, because according to what I read, if Ethiopia is the ones who helped this, then black folks are in the equation. So let's just go with that premise right there. If this the equation.
Yes, sir. Hey, let me say one more thing about Ethiopia. Fucking Ethiopia, that's about the Ark of the Covenant, man. That's where it's supposed to be over there in that church in Ethiopia. You ask about the Ark of the Covenant, man. They look at you like you're crazy, man.
Yeah. I know that. You know that. The Ark of the Covenant. I seen they got pictures of the 12 apostles with little apples, look like the Jackson 5 and shit, and they got a big monster in the middle of them. I seen this on their own channel. And I said, well, damn, they got a serpent monster that they worshiping. Now, how is that?
No one wants to answer. You see, that's where you know the facts matters. Ooh, I love this shit. You don't know how much. Now, I'm going to say this to y'all. Hold on, I'm going to say this. Y'all voted for this. Now, I ain't a Trump job, but I ain't never heard Trump saying he trying to do this to you. He gave you a way out. He said, well, I made Warp Speed. This is the way he can get out of it. Trump, you want me to get you out of this? Pay me. I'll get you out of this. Common sense tell me. All you got to do is go out there and say, you know what? Warp Speed was brought to me as if it was a cure. But if I did tell you there was alternative, I never tell you I was going to mandate nothing. I just gave you what I thought at the time. Boom, boom. You can get out of this so easy. For them not to be able to get out of this is interesting. We're going to watch this develop.
Hey, because, hey, you got to look at that. Why you think Trump's still alive? Because he did what they told him to do.
That's
he didn't
point.
Do what Kennedy did because he had two shit to the dome. So he played
go.
The
now,
game when they told him
there
to
you
do.
Go. I'm glad you see. That's why I love y'all. Now, obviously, I was thinking that's why I brought this up. Now, Sumter came to him and said, now, you need to go two directions with this. Cause under the real powers that be, he could have had seized the election on fraud before he even got to the state it was at. But this is the play. Now, they are under this disguise, y'all. They are under it. But here's where I told you the cult no more is them. The cult was the Supreme Court. They're the cult of Saturn. We've been told y'all this. We've been saying it. I'm just going to reiterate it a little more frequently now because the cult of Saturn, which is the killing cult, the Grim Reaper. I mean, I don't know how much to put it for you. But when the dude you voted for said this to the Supreme Court justice that holds the power, y'all better listen right one more time.
Our constitutional journey did not stop then, and it must not stop now, Judge. And we'll be faced with equally consequential decisions in the 21st century. Can a microscopic tag be implanted in a person's body to track his every movement? There's actual discussion about that. You will rule on that, mark my words, before your tenure is over. Can brain scans be used to determine whether a person is inclined toward criminality or violent behavior? You will rule on that. And, Judge, I need to know whether you will be a justice who believes that the constitutional journey must continue to speak to these consequential decisions, or that we've gone far enough in protecting against government intrusion into our autonomy, into the most personal decisions we make. Judge, that's why this is a critical moment. There are elected officials in this government, such as Mr. DeLay, a fine, honorable, patriotic man, and others, who have been unsuccessful at implementing their agenda in the elected branches. So they've now poured their energies, as the left would if it were different, they've now poured their energies and resources into trying to change the court's view of the Constitution. And now they have a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
Now, did you hear this? This is Joe Biden Young talking to Justice,
yep.
The biblical white man, I can't think of the name, Tom, not Thomas, but the other one. I could not believe the man said,
yep.
You're going to judge and rule on it. He said put a tracking device in a damn human being, and you voted for him.
Yep. Hey, look here, Drybone. With this, the Supreme Court also said you cannot patent nobody's DNA. So the way they're doing it is they shoot y'all people up with a damn shot to put that foreign system in. Then they got a patent on the goddamn poison. That's how they patenting people's DNA. They changing the DNA with this shot.
They change. Now, I told you earlier, it's called the Emperor's Court. They got the right to change coins, statues. Statues means that means not just statue, but statues and law. Statues and law and images.
Right.
And et cetera. Now, this is what's going on. Now, I don't know how many groups have given you this information, but it's not many. I can carry tell you that if you've been listening. So right there to tell you that it's not hard to figure this out. They want you to believe this is hard to figure out, just like the Wizard of Oz movie, you know, the Yellow Brick Road. She got on silver shoes. I told you, it's not red shoes. That's a fake reality. It was silver shoes she was going through the gold with.
That's right.
So this is why we have to know the occult world. Let's keep this going. We're going on. Y'all want to keep it going? Let me say one more. Let me. It's almost 1 o'clock. Let me just do one more thing, and then I'll be back. Those of you on the line, those of you get kicked off at one, it's over.
Got to play one more thing before we go. It'll be going out, y'all. Bill Gates, all of them. Let me let y'all know something. The Oni can do this if you remain dumb. They preying on it. It's not based on weapons. It's not based on no weapons. It's based on you remaining dumb. And got nothing to do with
fear,
weapons.
Fear. And fear, too. They keep people scared.
That's making you dumb. Fear will make you dumb.
Yep.
It'll make you so scared you won't do nothing. Like my man last night at the fight. Dude, never seen a fight so good and so crazy at the same time. I had no idea. They would knock each other down 5 friggin' times until the point where it was no more. I tell my man, retired Alabama, beautiful place. My family from there. They born from there. And, hey, get your money, bro. Keep it moving. Ain't only you come back. No more for that one. That was outrageous. But just take a break. Let me play something a little smooth. My girl, before we come back. 2 minutes.
In a world like today, it's a rare occasion to be able to see young mothers like the ones that were around when I grew up. But they live on in memory to quite a few of us. And this song is dedicated to those who cherish that memory. Early one Sunday morning, breakfast was on the table. There was no time to eat. She said to me, "Boy, hurry to Sunday school, filled with a Lord of glory. We learned the holy story. She'll always have her dream, despite the things this troubled world can bring. Oh, say, don't you know we love you, sweet Sadie? Place no one above you, sweet Sadie.
Well, well, well,
living in the past.
Sometimes it seems so funny, no money will turn your life around. Sweeter than cotton candy, stronger than Papa's old brandy. Always that needed smile. Once in a while, she would break down and cry. Sometimes she'd be so happy.
Oh yeah. That's a good old day song right there. Old Sadie. That's a beautiful thing.
But that was a good one, but that was a good one.
That was a good one.
Can I say something to Dryball?
Go right ahead.
I don't know if anybody know that Joe Biden has a stage, what do you call that? It looks just
backdrop.
Like the
backdrop.
Not backdrop. Right next to the White House is an executive building. They, you know how you have a movie and they create a stage, you know, like a little office, fake windows.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So when he's talking, people think that he's in the White House, but he's in a fake stage building.
Right. That's what I just said, a stage. I see.
Right. So okay.
Let me ask you, because you mentioned something about you watched. What you actually seen the Hannity, I think, and Trump thing? You said it seemed kind of strange how he was talking. Again, we feel compromise has been created. It's obvious based on what we heard with Kennedy. How do we now? I mean, at this point, I'm trying to figure out being that we see that Biden is totally staged. How you look at him coming back now? He's going to have to come back with a whole new reality and take a chance on being assassinated if he's going to make people believe in him. And that's my opinion. If he think people could just go along with what happened, he's going to have to come back real strong right now because, again, we do see the show.
Yeah,
hey, Dragon, what
answer,
you got to remember?
Yeah, I'll answer that question. Let me just say this right here. The reason why I said about the stage is Biden has, most people who voted for him don't know that he has dementia. And people with dementia, they can remember things from the past very, very well. So he's like a, he's programmed. So when you talk about the difference between him and Kennedy, and then when you mention that speech that he just did, that's something that has been told to him over years. He's been in the senator since he was 26 years old. He's 74 years old. So he already knows the plan to turn the United States into a socialist, a communist state. When they do that stage.
Is he a sleeper cell that we watch the movies where you bring a person in?
Make sure you candidate.
Right, and then you bring in the wife, you get her killed off somehow. I'm just looking at this as to how we can look at it, because it seems like he only goes by his son being killed, his wife being killed in a car accident. And now I'm asking y'all, if he's a Soviet candidate, a Manchurian candidate, and we know, we just heard him say early in the program that the Nazis had their own groups of spies to create this. And we know how we're going in this direction. I'm trying to figure out now, when do we wake up to see that we have to now reinfuse ourselves involvement into this? Because there's no way we can stay alive without some participation, because a lot of people are actually waiting to wake up. I talked to a lot of young people lately, and they do see this as being an issue. They do not want to be vaccinated.
The point I was making is that he can go along with their program when they snap him back, and this is why you're doing this. We're going to have to put these prompts to you because you don't have your memory. You cannot talk to nobody. That's why he always say, I don't want to get in trouble. The staff going to get me.
I only got to call on to
these people, these newscasters that's on this list. So people have to wake up and understand he is not here with us, but he's been with this group who's trying to take over our country and to make it a communist. And if Trump comes back, he's going to have to come back. He's walking a fine line, because when he was on Hannity's show, he ain't call him Sleepy Joe. He ain't call him names. I don't know, because when anybody watches his rallies, he talks about people. And he definitely talks about Biden. He talks about his son. But he just did not. He was just saying it's just awful what's going on now, and stuff like that. And, of course, the administration would never do it, but he was not. I think he's definitely been told about the vaccine, that if you want to live, you better not go against the vaccine.
That's it. Let me get more people.
So he's just a carbon copy of Ronald Wilson Reagan, man. Both of them had dumbass Alzheimer's. Okay, he's just a copy of all them fuckers in public. Corporation. I don't care who the president is. Their number one job is to keep the corporation running, man. No matter Republican or Democrat, that's their job. Man.
Yeah, Bro West, we're definitely being ran by a shadow government. Biden is not in control right now. Obama is still calling shots, man. Don't let nobody fool you. But we're under a shadow government. There's a shadow government that runs America, always have been. The people that you see out front, they're just puppets. And it's like, as far as the media, like the sister said, Biden is doing most of his broadcast from a studio set, because you'll really see his racism come out of him now that he has dementia. You'll see his real, real true racism come out of him, because that's why they have to keep a teleprompter in front of him. But in the White House, in the West Wings and all, you'll be able to see all that stuff on camera that, Biden is teleprompting off of. So I just want to tell the family like this, man. They, like somebody said earlier, they sold us to the highest bidder. If you want to try to be able to survive this, go out and buy international currencies of people that's been doing trade with China for the last 5 years. And you'll be able to survive this, family, because if you get stuck in the U.S. dollar, I've been saying this, you got to have something tangible in your hand. And the U.S. dollar will last for a little while, but when they pull that trigger, like this debt ceiling they keep fighting over, You don't want to get caught in a lot of U.S. dollar. I'm just saying that. You want something tangible like gold, silver.
They saying this. I tell you, we talk about Caesar. This is Jesus' story. Jesus, the money changes. All this is the same story. So if the cult was is the Roman Empire and holds on to the truth, they willing to sacrifice. Now, what was the sacrifice to the gods? Now, the thing is, they seem to be hell-bent on taxing. The whole thing is based on taxation, everybody. I mean, even the founding of America is a taxational revolt. So I'm trying
correct,
to figure out.
Correct, which is what Biden's talking about, the $1 billion, $1 trillion they're going to get ready to try to sign. The payoff on that is zero. They keep talking about, we ain't going to have to spend nothing. We just gonna tax. So, well, you getting taxed right now with inflation. A lot of people don't understand
right.
how that works.
Right.
How the monetary system works.
The tax is inflation. Correct. Beautiful analogy. That's just what it is. Facts matters. So if you're being taxed, regardless, to get to these areas in gas in some states, it's over $4. In some states, it's $3.19, $3.29, all this other shit. California's $5. So people are going to flee these states, everybody. And this is where the bombshell hits. Now, everything they do, you got to look at it backwards in a cult world. So if I was able to get you to leave your area and vamoose, get the fuck out, whatever you want to call it, you know, sayonara, then you leave. Who'd you leave this to? Is the question you should be asking. Who do we leave all this land to that we're leaving? And then you're going to find out that they're bringing in the crew that's going to listen to them. Because when they get these people, what they call vax, you know, we got to vax them and get them in. That means they're going to be totally on their team. Ain't going to be no turnaround. Why I'm saying that is because the turnaround will hurt. See, based on the fact that you don't see how the technology has went to warp speed and how fast it can knock your ass out, that was a clue. That's why they trying to tell Trump to announce the vaccination. That was a mistake. I know he ain't going to do it. His pride and his life, you know, even though he's old, his life is probably saying, no, don't do it because, you know, that's human nature. Go ahead, jump in. I want to hear y'all's voice because this is fact. I'm not making this up. There is a group of whites who consider themselves that they don't agree with this. If they say that, you know, remember, it was a lot of talk back. Y'all remember? They were talking about you're going to come back and indict these people and all this shit. I mean, we talked about it. We had to discuss it because it wasn't mainstream, but it was under the table that there's an underground group of these people tired. Now, I'm starting to see that it is in some cases.
They still working on that, bro. It's just that they in control. The deep state is in control of all the media, so that's why nobody is really hearing about it. But let me tell you something, man.
Correct.
You got some people in this country that got plenty of money that totally disagree with what went down this election. And they're going to not only expose this election, they're going to expose almost 20 years of elections.
Well, T, that's what I was saying, where there's groups of people, just because sometimes we don't think we got allies are out there. Like say my manager, he did an analogy about know your enemy. See, every time you think of your enemy, and again, I say it only because we've been taught a certain way here in America. You know, every because somebody look black, they come from over here, they're your friend and shit. Being young, yeah. In school, yeah, because we went to school with them, we learned with people. And that's not like I'm saying, but I'm saying is there's a type of code with nations. When they come over here, sexually, they don't have no problem. I get what you get with me. But on a national economic level of the national identity that you have in your psyche, it's not a connection like that. It's a sexual connection which starts the first feed of connections, but the rest of it does not manifest all the time in certain ethnic groups. So right now, with all this going on, I'm stating this because we didn't mention the Haitians were under Texas a couple of weeks ago in the news, 10,000. Now, if that was not staged, like Biden, see, but the reason why y'all bringing up Biden show staged because we doing the movie Wag the Dog. They showed us a movie with Dustin Hoffman and them, pretending to be Clinton and them, faking the Serbian War. Remember they had a black screen and it was a, so we know they can fake this shit. Matter of fact, it's called we did deep fake. I think we did a show called Deep Fake where they can fake the whole goddamn thing. So that's why the Wizard of Oz movie was so deep, because they faking. A lot of this is fake shit. Now, to do this, the people who control the media, that's all I care about. Fuck the president. Fuck all these other people y'all be talking about right now. Let's just talk about the media people. And I'm going to start with BET. I'm going to start with BET. Start at home, they say. Start at home. BET been faking black folks out for years. They don't have no control. I did a show, Redstone. Old ass man. I mean, chicks younger as hell. He 90. The chicks he dating is goddamn 45. Hell. So don't feel bad if you... But all I can say is this. How's that happen? That we've been faked out, and then the media who controls our fake reality has to control BET at a high level. What better group to control? And then we watch all this shit that come out. Now, I do keep up with a lot of shit. I have to say, I love music. I love all that shit. COVID, I flew through. I don't have a problem because I don't believe it's real. So when you don't believe it's real, it doesn't have the same psyche on you.
Exactly. It doesn't have the same effect. Correct.
Right. Yeah. So now, we finding out now that we starting to see our own black celebrities. Do we keep going with them? See, we got to learn to boycott our own bullshit cancer. See, that's a cancer. Cancer is in your own body fighting your ass because you will did all kind of shit to make it come up. So the same thing is happening. We watching all these celebrities, Whoopi and all them. Whoopi had a white man who went in blackface. Go, I showed the pictures. You know niggas was
Ted Dancing.
Yeah. And I'm going to be honest.
Number Judas goats, man. All these black folks they put up the B stars and the ones they put in front, them Judas goats, them Pharaoh's magicians, man.
Well, see, that's why you understand what I'm talking about. So that's why I give you energy to talk to others because you just said it.
What's Brother West? What y'all think about the whole scenario going on with